away. Long freeze flag! The floater from five. No, take up by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off the glass. Right side for Ben. He hit the shot. He hit the shot.
And a very pleasant good evening to you. Time for semifinal action in the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament as the Morehead State Eagles square off with the UT Martin Skyhawks. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. After a solid 15-point victory in the quarterfinals last night versus SIU Edwardsville, MSU steps up the challenge in meeting second-seeded UT Martin, led by Jordan Sears and Jacob Cruz. The high-scoring Skyhawks get up and down the floor and can be a real handful to stop. However, the Eagles have the best defense in the OVC, and something will have to give. Stay tuned. Up next, a conversation with MSU coach Preston Spradlin as we continue the pregame show on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey-gooey, cheesy, crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh, yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Welcome back to the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. It's semifinal action of the OVC tournament. Morehead State taking on UT Martin. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by MSU coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, pretty impressive performance overall last night in knocking off SIU Edwardsville, a good squad, by 15 points.
Yeah, you know, we were able to put both sides of the ball together, especially just the defensive end, you know, holding them to, you know, 30-some percent and doing an exceptional job on a premier player in DeMarco Minor, who had really given us problems. problems in both of the games that we had played. And so our guys just played a very inspired defensive effort, and I thought we looked connected. We did a great job, and then we shared the ball. We did some good things on the offensive end and played through contact, and ultimately looked like a great team out there, which we are. And so that should be really important and impactful for us to give us some confidence moving forward here tonight.
Well, UT Martin had a buy into the semifinals. You had to play last night. Any concerns about the fatigue factor?
No, I think at the end of the day, we addressed that earlier in the week and even last week, and just said, hey, if we get an opportunity to play three games or two, whatever it is, we're going to enjoy it and we're going to be ready for it. And, when you're talking about college age guys that are as competitive as these guys are, they're going to find the energy, they're going to find the extra gear and all those types of things, no matter how many days it is in a row.
Well, the other thing about having to play last night is maybe working out some of the kinks and some of the jitters.
Yeah, without question. I think, you've got to find a way to, find the positive spin, the glass half full approach to it, and it's certainly one of them that we've been on that court and played really well and won, and so, gives us a little bit of momentum going into the game here tonight.
You split two games during the regular season with UT Martin, so no real secrets between the two clubs.
Yeah, no doubt. They're a really, really good team. They're extremely offensively talented, with Jacob Cruz and Jordan Sears, and those guys can really get going. They're lethal in transition, and so we've got to do a really good job of maybe controlling the tempo, running when we want to, but we got to have a very inspired defensive effort like what we did last night, and then we got to be disciplined on that offensive end. So that we're, being selective as to when we want to run, but we're controlling the tempo that the game's played.
You talked about last night, and I thought it was a great defensive effort, especially in the first half. Great switches, fighting through screens, fighting around screens. I guess the same thing tonight would be the recipe.
Yeah, without a doubt. I thought, we really embraced our physicality last night, which is a calling card of ours. And we're going to need to do that again here tonight. We need to increase our communication. I thought we did a poor job on both sides of the ball of communicating to one another, and that's going to be extremely important as you go through and that you, your physicality, your intensity on the defensive end, your tempo offensively, all of those things are enhanced by your ability to communicate and be connected on the floor. So that's something we addressed in the meeting, shoot around with our guys here today, and we're going to do a better job of here tonight.
You touched on the tempo will be big tonight.
Yeah, it will, and obviously we want to run, but at the same time you want to be selective as to when we do it. If we've got numbers, we've got an advantage, then we're going to run. We're going to try to get it cooking, as we say, and keep that advantage. But if we don't, we're going to have to be very selective as to how we grind them out and execute our offense.
And that's Morehead State Coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More coming up in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
welcome you back to the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana, in semifinal action of the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament. It's Morehead State taking on UT Martin. In the first game of the evening, Little Rock advanced into the championship game tomorrow night with an 82-57 domination of Western Illinois. UT Martin comes in under third-year head coach Ryan Ritter with a record of 21-10, like Morehead State, finishing tied for first with Little Rock atop the conference in the regular season at 14-4. The Skyhawks have won 7 straight, 11 of their last 12. They picked up a victory this past Saturday at home over Tennessee State in a shootout, 96-87. Here's UT Martin's starting lineup. 3 guards and 2 forwards at the point. An all-OVC player, Jordan Sears, a Gardner-Webb transfer, 5'11 junior from Daytona Beach, Florida, averaging 21.2 points. He's the top scorer in the OVC this season. 4.6 rebounds. He's second in assists to Morehead State's Drew Thelwell at 4.5 per ball game. The second guard, Desmond Williams, a 6'1 senior from Montgomery, Alabama, a transfer from Troy, averaging about 5 points and 2 rebounds a game. The third guard, also an all-OVC player, Jacob Cruz, 6'8", 210, a junior from Hilliard, Florida, a transfer from Daytona State College. Before that, a couple of years at North Florida. Third in the league in scoring at 19.3 points a game. Sixth in rebounding, 8.2 caroms a contest. On the front row, it's K.K. Curry and Issa Muhammad. Curry, a 6'6 senior from Cleveland, Tennessee, a transfer from South Alabama, averaging 7.5 points and 4 rebounds. For Muhammad, a second-team all-OVC pick, he's a 6'9 senior from Atlanta and a transfer from New Mexico State, averaging about 11 points and over 9 rebounds a game. He's third in the OVC in rebounds. Martin, the second seed, Morehead State, the third seed. Preston Spradlin's ball club, 24-8 overall after last night's quarterfinal round victory over SIU Edwardsville, 78-63. Morehead's won 4 straight. Starting lineup for Coach Spradlin. As you would expect, Drew Thelwell at the point, the 6'3 senior from Orlando, averaging 9.5 points, better than 3 rebounds a game. And as we talked about, the OVC's assist leader, 6.5 per contest. He has 201 for the season, and that 201 assist just 3 away from the all-time record set in 2007-2008 by Nick Stojakovic. So he needs 4 assists to set the single-season mark at MSU. The second guard, also doing well this season, Jordan Latham, all-newcomer team. The OVC first-team all-conference, 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri. Seventh in the league in scoring at just about 16 points a game, averaging 6.2 rebounds. The third guard, that is, Khalil Thomas, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging 12.1 points, 4.2 rebounds. On the front row, it's Riley Minix, the OVC's Player of the Year, and Deontay Miles. Minix, a 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida. Second in the OVC in scoring at 20.4 points a game. He's second also in rebounding at 9.9 boards a contest. Miles, the 7-foot graduate student, a Xavier transfer from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 5.3 rebounds, 5.1 assists. Series between the two teams, Morehead State leads it 44-18. This year, the two teams split, each winning on its own home floor. Morehead State winning at Johnson Arena on January 18th, 84-66. UT Martin returned the favor on February 17th on its floor, knocking off MSU 88-82. Officials for the contest, Ryan Washer, Shane Staggs, and James Gibson. Morehead State and UT Martin, semifinals of the OVC tournament. We're coming back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Spotlight introductions here at the Ford Center in the semifinals of the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament. Morehead State dressed out in the royal blue uniforms tonight, with the gold letters and numbers and gold and white trim. As for Martin, the higher seeded team, they're wearing the home white uniforms with the navy blue numbers and letters and navy and orange trim. Well, it's the immovable force against the irresistible object, Tom Lewis. You talk about UT Martin, the top scoring team in the OVC, averaging almost 82 points per contest. Morehead State, the league's best defensive team, giving up under 63 points a game. And I'm looking forward to this one.
Absolutely, partner. Contrast in styles, but not quite as huge a contrast as maybe a couple of years ago when Morehead State would have come into this matchup looking for a really different kind of game, wanting to slow things way down as opposed to a track meet, which is what UT Martin would want with their style. But pace and tempo will definitely be important to watch tonight. Morehead State does not want to get into quite the track meet, but they're okay with playing with a little bit of tempo here and there. So it's going to be about picking your spots when you want to play in transition, when you want to try to run. But Morehead State's going to want to try to be more patient, and particularly on the defensive end, really try to make Tennessee Martin work for everything they get offensively.
Well, Morehead State will have to defend UT Martin's two-headed scoring monster of Jordan Sears and Jacob Cruz. They average about 40 points a game together, but in the last five games, they've clicked for 58 points per contest together.
They are quite the dynamic duo, and they're not the only two who can do damage on that Skyhawks roster. But Morehead State in a position this season where they can say, we've got an answer to your problem. And this game features actually the three top scorers in the OVC this season and four of the top seven, where you've got Sears and Cruz on the UT Martin side. Morehead State's got Riley Minix and Jordan Lathan, who can certainly fill it up too.
Yeah, and you don't want to forget about Khalil Thomas.
Exactly.
Averaging 12 points a game. He tops the OVC in hitting 3 3-point baskets per contest. He has 93 triples for the season, just two away from the single season mark set by Mae Stallworth back in 2010.
I think an X factor for UT Martin tonight, Chuck, will be Issa Muhammad. He averages about 11.3 a game, but also 9 rebounds. And if Morehead State has a weak link on the defensive end, it's down low where both Deontay Miles and his immediate backup, Zach Iaimi, have both gotten into early foul trouble way more often than Coach Preston Spradlin would like, including last night.
Morehead State traveling left to right on your radio dial as we set things up for the tip-off here at the Ford Center. Ball in the air. It's won by the Skyhawks. It's Sears down central across the line where he's picked up by Thelwell. MSU man-to-man. Floating to his right, Sears coming top of the key. He'll jump into a three. Back of the rim, no. Right block, rebound, Lathan, Morehead State.
And if UT Martin will settle like that all night, Morehead State would be just fine with that.
Lathan, top of the key. Far hash coming up for it is Thelwell. Back to the line to his right, down the right arc. Thelwell lost the dribble, then goes between the circles to Minix. Down the left wing, hands it to Lathan coming out. Lathan, wide left. 11 to shoot. Gives it to Thomas. Thomas backs up, high left heel line, drive the three, and hit it. And Morehead State up 3-0.
Thomas last night, 4 of 8 from three-point range.
Coming near to where Sears left to the lane. Cut out there by Thelwell along the wing to Curry. Swings it to his right, driving on Minix. Right block to the goal, feeds it off the glass. It'll roll and go down the drain good. 3-2 Morehead State. Thelwell walks it up the hardwood to the offensive end. On Sears, high right, flips it out front to Miles. A bounce left to right behind him. Thomas back to the near side, and Thelwell on Sears. Bounce right block, Minix. They collapse on him. He splits his defenders, lost the handle on it. Picked off by Williams for UT Martin. Back to the right hash. To Sears, cross-court cruise. He'll launch a three from the wing and hits the bottom of the iron. No. Rebound Latham, right sideline, mid-court to Thelwell. Here comes MSU back on the attack. Thelwell wide right with Moorhead up 3-2. Thelwell controlling, turns left, comes top of the key, off the screen from Miles. Inside, he goes to Miles, turns, hooks, and misses from five out. The rebound, Muhammad for the Skyhawks, quickly to Sears to the right sideline, offensive end, down to Curry. Curry, right wing three, bangs it home.
3-point basket.
5-3. Curry with all the points for UT Martin.
He's another one of those guys that can get the job done offensively as well.
Thelwell works off the screen from Miles, leaves it up top for him, left to right, coming around Thomas off the screen from Miles for three. It'll rattle and go.
That's two looks where Thomas has had time to set, not have to rush that shot. He gets those feet set. He's deadly.
6-5 MSU defending. Thomas picks up Sears out of the logo. Standing dribble there, 17 to shoot. He'll turn left, come to the free throw line, kick it out high right to Williams on Lathan. 11 to shoot. Williams at the wing to Curry. Curry driving the angle, got by Minix to the hole, lays it up, missed it, whistle foul. He'll get two free throws. Let's see if it's on Minix or Miles. Looks like it will go on Minix. Nope, Miles.
Not a huge surprise.
No. Deontay has had his issues with fouls. He had to sit a lot last night with foul trouble. Wound up with no points and no rebounds and four fouls. Line left is K.K. Curry at 71% from the stripe this year. His team down by one. First of two ties the game at six.
So far it's K.K. Curry six, Khalil Thomas six.
Curry with another one. Now Curry last year was an all-OBC player. Not this year, but last year. So he does have a lot of talent. Curry with the next one. Flips it up and through. 7-6. Curry leads Thomas. Moorhead State with a basketball down by one as Lathan comes up hip to hip with Williams across the line. Left of the logo. Lost the dribble momentarily. Turns right. Up to the hash. Thomas Ford. Head of the key. Minix. Minix looks for the cutter. High left to Miles. 15 on the timer. Coming around Lathan. He'll drive the lane. Got to the block. To Thelwell. High right. Thomas for a triple slash.
It's still a one-on-one game.
And that just set the Moorhead State record with 96 triples this season. He'll drive now on Thomas, talking about Sears, rolls it to the left side at the arc. It's Curry down low. Cruz doubled there at the baseline, trapped by Miles and Thelwell, throws it underneath. Muhammad has it, fakes, lays it up, rolls off. No, now he taps it in. His first 2 points.
He showed good patience there. He can tell he's got experience, let the defender blow by before he tried to take it up.
Game tied at 9, Moorhead with a basketball. High left, it's Minix, cross court, Thelwell. Controls on Sears, high left, Thomas off another screen. This three, in and out, Rebound Muhammad for the Skyhawks, right sideline to Williams, who hustles it to the offensive end for UT Martin. Stops outside the right hash, head of the key, Muhammad. Looks for the cutting Cruz, gets it into him, now he slaps it, it hits the glass and nothing else, and the rebound ricochets to Thomas for MSU. Right sideline, Thelwell. Jogs it down, slows it down high right, cuts left straight away, near side Minix. Minix fakes, he'll drive the angle to the free throw line. Straight away, back behind him, Thelwell. Driving left of the lane, goes to the hole. Puts up a shot, blocked away out of bounds by Sears. Moorhead State will have the basketball with 13 to shoot when we return because we have a media timeout. 15:49 left to go in the first half of this OVC semifinal matchup. Moorhead State 9, UT Martin 9. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Your
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Moorhead State tied with UT Martin at 9 up, 15:49 left to go in the first half here in Evansville at the Ford Center. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. OVC semifinals going inside the numbers. Moorhead State 3 of 6 from the field, 3 of 4 outside the arc. All their field goals have come out of the hands of Khalil Thomas. As for UT Martin, the Skyhawks are 3 of 7 from the floor. 7 of their points have come from K.K. Curry. And those numbers presented by Whitaker Bank in terms of rebounds. Right now it's 4-3 Moorhead State. Turnovers, 1-0 Moorhead State.
A couple of quick thoughts. You know, we talked about the huge offensive forces on this floor tonight, including four of the top seven scorers in the OVC. So far, not one of those four out of those top seven have scored a point. And number two, UT Martin so far playing with a lot more defensive intensity and execution that I think we expected coming out of the gate.
Lathan inbounds to the far side. Thelwell, 12 to shoot. He'll angle in free throw line to his right. Goes high left to Lathan on Williams. He'll fade, fire the three, rims off no. Fight for the rebound off the hardwood, right block. Cruz clears it off of the Skyhawks. Up the floor, Sears on the run. He'll penetrate the runner from five, back of the rim and good. Out of control, but still scored. 11-9, Martin leads. First two for Sears. Thelwell, left hash, coming around for it. Thomas, bounce out front. Minix. Minix, high left to Miles. Right to left for it. Lathan up top. Dump down low for the stump. It's Deontay Miles with his first two. And it's 11-11. Curry at the left wing, driving on Minix to the baseline. Kicks it to the far corner. Williams will launch the three. Bangs it off the rim. No. Rebound tapped away at a bounce off the hands of Miles as he was dueling Muhammad at the baseline. And it's Skyhawk basketball. Miles out. EIME in for Moorhead State. Zach had 4 points, two rebounds last night against SIU Edwardsville. 6'9", 260-pound graduate student from Houston. Fresh Eddie Ricks in for Lathan. Baseline left, 20 to shoot. Sears inbounding. Outside the left arc to Muhammad. Iaimi guarding. Sears gets it now at the wing. He'll turn, jump into a 17-footer, bang it off the rim. No, high in the air with a left-hand rebound. It's Minix. Toward the left sideline. Thelwell to the offensive end. We're tied at 11. 14:42 to go. Thelwell penetrates toward the right elbow. Now backs it out. Works straight away and stands at the logo with a dribble with 14 on the shot timer. He'll drive left of the lane to the block to the baseline to the goal. Puts up a short shot. Missed it. Whistle foul. This is on Issa Muhammad. And that is the first foul of the ball game on either team. Check that. The second foul. The other one belongs to Moorhead State's Deontay Miles. So Thelwell, in the act of shooting when he was fouled, will get two line right with a chance to put Moorhead State in front. Again, we're tied at 11. Thelwell, 68% at the free throw line this year. Drew launches the first one, too strong, kicks out, no good.
You mentioned Khalil Thomas setting the new single-season three-point record for Moorhead State already in this game. Drew Thelwell has two assists already tonight, needs just two more to set the school's single-season assist record.
Well, he missed the second free throw too hard as well. Rebound Skyhawks, here's Sears to the right of the emblem, offensive end to our left. Works off the screen for Muhammad, wide left on Thelwell. Right block goes to Muhammad on EIM. He turns in the lane. Five-footer. Clank off the heel of the rim. No good. Rebound. Riley Minix, Moorhead State to Thelwell. Thelwell out front. Works the dribble on Sears. Right arc coming back for it. Thomas back to Thelwell at the near side. Drew bounce right block extended. Minix. Minix on Curry. Faces up with his man. Cross court. Left side. Thomas. Drive left angle. The runner from seven. Off the glass. Off the rim. No. Cruise the board for UT Martin. Right sideline. Midcourt. Sears offensive end. Down the sideline to Williams, who slows it down. Clears it back out to Muhammad. Cruise left to right. Comes out for it. Free throw line jumper for Cruise. Rips off the glass. No good. Eddie Ricks flies for the rebound for Morehead State. Eagles have it. Again, we're tied at 11, 13, 36 to play in the half.
Eagles really aggressive on the defensive boards right now.
EIME far side to Ricks. Eddie holding on Cruz. They're man-to-man. Bounce left elbow coming back. Thelwell in the lane. Minix to the hole. Lays it up. Rolls off no good. Whistle foul. Riley will get two tries at the free throw line after Muhammad picks up his second personal and the second on the Skyhawks. Minix, fourth best in the OVC in free throw shooting, just under 84%. Layton about to check back in for Morehead State along with UT Martin's David Kamwanga, 6'7 junior from the Congo, averaging about 2 points and three rebounds a game.
UT Martin in the middle of a 2 minute, 9 second scoring drought. They've missed their last four field goal tries.
Minix, two shots, line right, first one up and in. And Morehead State has the lead with Riley Minix's first point of the evening.
Getting Muhammad's second personal, pretty big deal for Morehead State. He is a pretty significant force down low for the Skyhawks on both ends. Kamwanga, decent player, but not to the level of Muhammad.
Lathan comes in for Thelwell. Second free throw by Riley is nothing but net. Morehead State leads by two, 13-11 on the strength of the free throws by Riley Minix. Right to left, unguarded across the timeline comes Sears for the Skyhawks of UT Martin. Works on Thomas, trying to find a screen from Kamwanga out front. Near side to Curry. He'll step into a three ball and drain it. 10 points for Curry, who averages 7.5 a game, and UT Martin a one-point lead, 14-13.
He's only a 26% three-point shooter on the year. You're typically okay with him taking that shot.
Head of the arc, Minix to the right wing, Thomas, and back out to Riley Minix. Catch and shoot, three, in and out. Boy, that thing went halfway down before it popped out. Cruz the rebound, midcourt, right sideline, Williams. UT Martin offensive end, Curry at the wing, driving on Minix. Back to the corner, Williams, the three ball. Off the iron, no, floor rebound in the lane. Good blockout by EIME, who cleared it off and got it to Thomas. Midcourt, left sideline, Lathan. Both teams playing man-to-man. Lathan driving the left wing toward the corner, back to Minix. Riley on the move, behind the back dribble. Left of the lane from seven, in and out, no. Sears the rebound, one on two the other way. He'll drive on Thomas, baseline left of the hole, wrap around layup, high in the air, and somehow that thing went in.
Oh, that was a nice, nifty move by Jordan Sears.
4 points for Sears. Morehead State down 16-13. Lathan across the line, works the dribble on Williams. Picks it up and goes to Minix. At the head of the arc. Left to right, back behind him for the short pass, Lathan. He'll drive the right arc, goes down the wing. Right block fades, fires off the glass, off the rim. No, whistle foul on the rebound. Riley Minix took a shove, and Morehead State will get the ball. And that foul, I think, is on Sears.
I believe you're right.
Sears with his first. Morehead State now sees UT Martin pick up its 13th foul. And we have a timeout on the hardwood. 11:47 to go in the first half here at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. OVC semifinal action. Morehead State trailing UT Martin 16-13. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
For those of you who enjoy keeping chickens around, for farm fresh eggs all year long, Hinton's 18% layer feed is for you. Our layer feed has a vitamin and amino acid balance for hen health and more eggs per chicken per year. It also contains added probiotics to support healthy digestive systems and is formulated with alfalfa meal for higher quality, better tasting eggs. Best of all, as with all our homegrown feeds, our layer feed is made fresh every week with locally grown natural ingredients. Quality food starts with quality feed. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Morehead State trailing UT Martin 16-13 with 11:47 to go in the first half here in Evansville. OVC semifinal game earlier tonight. Little Rock rolled by Western Illinois to reach tomorrow night's finals. Morehead State just 4 of 12 from the field. UT Martin 6 of 15 rebounding, 9 turnovers, 1 zip Morehead State. Those numbers presented by Whitaker Bank. NSU has Miles, Ricks, Stelwell, Minix, and Lathan now on the floor. NSU will inbound baseline to the right with 20 on the shot timer.
Talk about K.K. Curry's quick start. Howard, he has 10 points. He'd gone 9 straight games in single-digit scoring coming in.
High right, Stelwell on the catch, down the wing. Lathan, bounce right block. Miles. Miles backing in, now has the ball taken right out of his hands by Kobe Jeffries, who just came in. Wide right, Cruz for three, off the rim, no. Flying in there for the board, Morehead State's Riley Minix. Jeffries, a 6'3" redshirt senior from Memphis.
Minix already with 4 rebounds.
Thelwell left wing, at the elbow, Miles back behind him, coming for Thelwell. Now back behind him, left to right, Lathan. High right to Ricks, a bounce. Right block extended, Minix. 10 on the timer, goes baseline. Down low, wide open, baseline left for the layup, it's Miles. Deontay with 4, Morehead State within 1, defending, trailing 16-15.
Defense has to respect Minix's ability to penetrate so much that it drew the weak side defender completely away from Miles.
Here's Sears coming, driving, the runner from the free throw line, off the glass, off the rim, no, rebound tapped right block to Ricks at Morehead State. Thelwell now controlling. He'll slow it down offensive end, 23 on the shot timer. Double screen out front. He'll work up top, drive left to the lane. Needs help. Bounce left block. Miles hooks from the block. Off the glass, off the rim. That won't go. And the rebound, UT Martin. Sears has it at the right sideline quickly in the offensive end. Turns left, backs out straight away. The three ball off the iron, no. Ricks flying for the rebound. Lathan got tangled up with Cruz. I think they got Lathan for a foul. Yep, Jordan Lathan with foul number 1, number 2 on Morehead State. And are they going to check the monitor?
Sure, it certainly looks that way.
Yeah. Let's see what this is all about, Tom. Tom's going to go over and listen in when they talk to the TV crew about what has occurred out on the floor with 10:22 left to go in the first half. Again, UT Martin on top, 16-15, and is nailed by it right now. What'd you find out?
They're going to be looking for a potential hook and hold on that play.
I wondered about that. Lathan got tangled up down near the left baseline with UT Martin's Jacob Cruz, and they called a foul on Lathan.
Hook and hold has been a point of emphasis this season for NCAA officials, and it's almost automatic that there will be a review if there's even a hint that it may have occurred.
Morehead State just having trouble hitting a shot right now. We talked about it, and you mentioned it. Morehead State with Khalil Thomas at 3 of 5 from the field. The rest of the team just 2 of 9. Riley Minix is off to a slow start at 0 of 2 from the field.
Thankfully, if you're a Morehead State fan, Jordan Sears and Jacob Cruz both off to relatively slow starts as well. They've got a combined 4 points. Another thing that has been quite impressive in this game so far has been the defensive rebounding. Really on both ends, so far only 2 second chance points scored in this game, and those belong to the Skyhawks.
Deontay Miles has been aggressive offensively thus far for Morehead State, already with 4 shots, hitting 2 of those, yet to grab a rebound. But Miles, the biggest player on the floor, sensing that he might have a way to use that advantage, is taking his shots when he sees he might be able to get something going offensively. The officials now huddled up over toward the scores desk on the far side of the floor to discuss what exactly has taken place out there. We'll see if it's a hook and hold against Jordan Latham. Preston Spradlin getting an explanation. Same thing for Ryan Ritter, the UT Martin coach.
Well, the foul has been upgraded to a hook and hold, which is a flagrant foul on Jordan Latham. So two free throw shots coming for Cruz, and then the Skyhawks will also keep possession of the ball.
And Cruz is deadly at the free throw line, sixth best in the OVC at 81.5%. Yet to score in this ball game. Warren State faithful doesn't like the call. MSU trailing 16-15 as Cruz stands a line left for his two shots. And I'm going to be honest with you, Tom. I didn't see what exactly took place. So
no, I know they were tangled. So
yeah, Cruz free throw up and in.
And you got to trust if they're looking at, you know, the benefit of a video monitor replay, they got a pretty good look at it.
Cruz with the second one as he stands in, gets the ball from the official, flips it up with the right hand, and that one's perfect. He's got his first 2 points, and UT Martin built its lead to three, and now will have the ball.
And I do appreciate that the NCAA is looking out for the safety of its student athletes, and you know, that is something that can potentially lead to injury. So I've got no qualms with that point of emphasis, and even though I hate to see it for Morehead State, it was the right call.
Sebastian Mendoza has checked in for Martin, a 6'3" junior from Riverside, California. Kamwanga high right to Jeffries. Jeffries gives it to Sears coming up the right arc. He'll curl off the screen from Kamwanga. Free throw line, jump shoot. He knocks it down. He's got six in the lead. Suddenly at five for UT Martin at 20-15. The hook and hold really hurt. Bellwell between the circles for Moorhead. High right to Ricks. Looks for the cutter against the man-to-man. Bounce left elbow. Minix faces up on Kamwanga. Far side, Bellwell sets his feet. Three ball swish. First bucket from Bellwell, and that draws Moorhead within two. Sears has it, driving left of the lane, blocked baseline. Cut off by Latham, clears it out between the circles to Cruz, wide left, Jeffries. 17 on the shot clock. He'll move in free throw line. He'll stop and pop from there, clang it off the rim, no. Thomas the board for Morehead State. Bellwell now with it. MSU trailing 20-18, 9:24 to go in the half. Bellwell, wide left, gives it to Thomas up the sideline. Between the circles to his right and Ricks. Left elbow coming back, Minix. He'll shoot the three, got it.
Well, so much for that five-point Skyhawk lead. 6-0 run on two straight trays for Morehead State.
Minix with five, Morehead up 21-20. Left hash Sears, curling on Thomas out front. Driving left to the lane. Shoots over Minix from the angle. Missed it off the side of the rim, and a foul on Morehead State. This goes on Minix's first, Morehead State with its third. That's his first team third. And that will send Sears to the line, where he will get two, and he's number three in the OVC in free throw shooting at just above 84%.
Martin as a team, outstanding from the charity stripe, almost 77% coming into this game.
Tops in the OVC. Free throw up, spins out, no good.
And the broadcaster's jinx killed George Marshall and buried, or Grady Dingus last night. Maybe it.
Well, both of them.
A little bit of karma there.
Sears with 6 points on three field goals, a second free throw for the tie as he puts it up and in. 21-21. Now some full court pressure. 2-2-1 zone pressure by the Skyhawks. Latham gets it to Thelwell. Comes across the timeline. Works it toward the left hash on the dribble. Down the wing a ways. Floats back to his right, out to Thomas at the logo. Right hash, Latham calling a play from there. 15 on the timer, left hash, Thelwell. Back to Latham, high right against the zone. He'll drive the angle, got to the block, feeds it up off the glass. It rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound Jeffries for the Skyhawks. Flying down the floor around Ricks. Takes it to the goal, blocked by Ricks, taken out by Thomas. Here comes Morehead State. Latham at the right wing, bobbled it. Goes high right to Minix. Minix fakes over Kamwanga, back behind him, Latham. Latham trying to angle in straight away. Riley Minix for three. Got it!
We have talked about how he looks and plays so much like Brett Roberts, Chuck, and that particular shot looks so, I mean, you could overlay video of that shot and Brett Roberts, that three-pointer from the top of the arc, beautiful.
Now Sears trying to answer from the left side from 10 out, nails the jumper. He's got nine. Morehead State, though, up by one, 24-23. Riley Minix with 8 points, by the way. 7:43 to go in the half. Delwell at the left hash. Surveys the defense as Lathan comes out wide right. Cross court, Delwell high left. Wide open, he'll shoot a three and bang it down. Six now for Drew, and Morehead State up 27-23. They're not coming out at Morehead State's three-point shooter.
7 of 10 from deep now for Morehead State.
Sears inside the line. Guarded by Lathan. Down the right wing. Got a screen. He'll fire a three ball and he'll hit it.
And Tennessee Martin wants a timeout. And that will be stretched to a media, Chuck.
And we'll step aside with 7:13 to go as we're starting to heat up offensively here at the Ford Center in Evansville in this OVC semifinal matchup. Morehead State 27, UT Martin 26. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. Tyson chicken tenders from Allen's award-winning deli are specially priced for only $6.99 a pound. Chobani classic yogurt cups are just a dollar. Yellow and zucchini squash is only $1.49 a pound. And the 12-ounce pack of No Yolks noodles is just $2. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Seven 26, Morehead State on top by one over UT Martin. OVC semifinal action in Evansville. 7:13 to go in the first half. While we have a moment, we'll step aside for 10 seconds and station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Well, both teams starting to find the range from three-point land. Morehead State with 7 of 10 outside the arc. Those seven triples give the Eagles a school record 300 for the season. You mentioned Khalil Thomas has three of those triples. He now has 96 on the year. That sets a player's single-season mark at Morehead State. The Eagles have sent Deontay Miles back in the lineup. He'll join Thomas, Minix, Delwell, and Lathan. For UT Martin, it's Mendoza Muhammad who's returned, along with Jeffries, Cruz, and Sears. Morehead State with the ball, the one-point lead.
Two huge offensive weapons that have been neutralized so far. Morehead's Jordan Lathan, no points. Cruz of UT Martin with only two.
Lathan left to the lane. Can't find a shot. Spins to his left. Turns 10-footer. Off the glass, off the rim. No. Muhammad left block rebound. Right sideline. Jeffries across to Sears with the logo. Sears offensive end on Fellwell. Takes it down the wing to the corner and Cruz. Cruz guarded by Thomas. Tries to back his way to the lane. Turn to his left. Fade and fire from 12. Tough shot that he hits.
Khalil defended it well. Stayed right with him, had that arm extended, but Cruz showing why he's one of the best scorers in the OVC.
Cruz with four, 28-27 Martin. Now Thomas got tangled up with Sears, and they're going to call a foul on Thomas for an illegal screen, his first personal, Morehead State's fourth team.
Look out, Tennessee Martin, after somewhat of a chilly offensive start, has made its last three field goal tries.
Sears across the line into Miles, who runs him out. Down the left wing, back for Cruz on Minix. Cruz wants to play it down, drive baseline left, got to the hole. Wrap around Lamb, tried, missed it, tapped up by Muhammad. That doesn't go. Miles this time with a big board for Morehead State. To Thomas, to Thelwell. Thelwell left of the emblem, offensive end, to the far hash. Back to his right. He'll drive in, dump it to Miles. Now a tip by Muhammad, stolen by Sears. Sears one-on-one with Minix to the hole with a scoop and score.
Minix smartly backed off at the last moment to avoid picking up an unnecessary foul, but it's now a 9-0 run for the Skyhawks.
Sears with 12, 30-27 Skyhawks. Left wing three for Thelwell. Front of the rim and a miss and a rebound. Jeffries in the lane for the Skyhawks with 5:37 to go in the half. Jeffries to Sears. Sears launching from high right for three from 25 out, and he dumps it down, and Morehead State wants a timeout. Down 33-27. When Sears gets hot, he is almost impossible to stop. And Morehead State wants to talk things over, maybe slow the momentum that UT Martin has built.
Skyhawks have now made five of their last field goal tries. Before that, only 7 of 21.
So they've had a 10-0 run over the last minute 46. Morehead hitting five of their last six from the field.
Morehead State without a point over the last 2 minutes plus.
A lot of time left in this ball game, though.
Oh, absolutely.
In the first game that Morehead State won over UT Martin at Johnson Arena, the Skyhawks had a 12-0 first half run to be answered only by a 20-0 run by Morehead State. And the Eagles wound up winning that game 84-66. Miles, Minix, Thomas, Ricks now, and Thelwell as Eddie comes in for Latham. Jordan may be a little bit frustrated. He's yet to score in this ballgame, and maybe sitting for a moment will help him regroup. We know what he can do. Thelwell walks it down, met as he comes inside the timeline by Sears. Left pass coming back, Ricks out to his right to Minix, knocked away. He took it from Mendoza, though, toward the right hash. High left, Thomas down the far wing. Ricks flips it back out to Thomas. He'll turn left, jump into a three. Yes, sir! Four triples now for Thomas. He's got 12. Morehead State cuts the deficit in half. It's 33-30. UT Martin, which has the ball. Sears double team free throw line. Muhammad. Near side, Mendoza. Left block extended. Mendoza gets it to Cruz. Right corner, Jeffries to Mendoza. Straight away, Sears from long range. The three-pointer doesn't go. Cruz trying to track down the rebound in the right corner, but it bounces out of bounds at the Morehead State bench, and the Eagles will get it.
Cruz looking like he ran hurdles in track, having to leap over the Morehead State bench.
33-30, UT Martin, but MSU has the basketball to come left to right. Across the center line, Thelwell to Thomas, back to Drew, wide left. Up top, Minix. Left side, Thelwell fires a triple and missed it. Floor rebound, left corner, Sears. Long clear down the floor to Cruz, tipped away and out of bounds by Ricks. Cruz was trying to get behind Ricks and Thelwell, but Eddie got a piece of it and knocked it out of bounds. Skyhawk inbound, baseline right with 27 to shoot. It will be Sears to put the ball in play. Sears looking. Looking. Still looking. Fires it all the way out. Jeffries leaping catch, fell down high right to Cruz. Driving, got to the lane, the runner, and the scoop, and a score.
A lot of chaos there out on the perimeter, and maybe an attention lapse or something. A little breakdown for Morehead State defensively.
Thomas, right wing, Thelwell. Morehead down by five. Drew looking for Riley. Free throw line, Miles. High right to Thelwell. Right block extended, Minix on Mendoza. 10 to shoot, he'll turn right. Fade and fire from seven off the glass, off the rim, no. Muhammad the rebound to Sears. 5-point UT Martin lead, 3:51 to go until halftime. Sears inside the line with 22 on the shot timer. Now coming out to double is Miles. Inside, his pass is stolen by Minix. He was looking for Muhammad. Riley on the move. He'll take it coast to coast. The drive. Fakes. Lays it up with the right hand. Rims off. No. Got his own rebound and put it home.
The first second chance points of the ball game for Morehead State.
Minix with 10. Morehead State within 3. Big play by Riley Minix. A steal and score. 3:20 left to play until halftime. High left, Muhammad from Sears. Cruz coming around right to left. Driving left of the lane into a double team. Clears it back out. High right to Jeffries. Toward the right hash, Cruz tries to penetrate on Ricks. Spins to the block, takes it to the hole. Flips it up off the glass, off the rim. No, Miles rakes down the board for Morehead State. Diminix to Thelwell. MSU down by 3, controls the basketball. Right hash, standing dribble, Drew Thelwell. Turns left, comes top of the lane. Gets it to the cutting Miles, who has his shot rejected back in his face by Cruz. Tried to stuff it with the left hand instead of the right, and that allowed Cruz to block it. It will be Morehead State basketball as we have a media timeout when we return. Your score, it's UT Martin 35, Morehead State 32, OVC semifinal action. Here in Evansville, I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
35-32, UT Martin leads Morehead State with 2:49 to go in the first half at Evansville. OVC semifinal action earlier tonight. Little Rock beat Western Illinois. Let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State shooting under 41% from the field, but 8 of 13 from beyond the three-point arc. 2 of 4 at the line. Out-rebounding, Martin 18-16. The Skyhawks, 43.3% from the field, 4 of 11 from long range, 5 of 6 at the line. Turnovers, 4 for Morehead State, very good total, but Martin on that steal by Minix turned the ball over for just the first time in this ball game moments ago.
Pretty cleanly played game by both teams. Honestly, Chuck, 4 turnovers for Morehead State, so it's not like they're coughing it up themselves. But UT Martin, with that frenetic pace, you'd expect them to turn it over a little bit more than they have. They have looked sharp on both ends of the floor. Credit to UTM.
Jordan Lathan has checked back in for Morehead State. Minix, Miles, Thelwell, and Thomas' teammates. Baseline right, 17 to shoot. Minix will put the ball in play for MSU. Looking in the lane, clears it out top, head of the key, Thelwell on Sears. Drew plays it down, tries to angle in, can't do it. Cross-court tip by Curry, but Miles got it right back and goes to Minix. 6 to shoot. Riley Minix high left. 4 to shoot. Far side Thomas stepping left. Lost the ball. Loose on the hardwood. And a shot clock violation against Morehead State as Thomas was trying to pick up that rolling ball, dove for it, and couldn't get a hold of it.
The frustrating thing about that is it came out of a timeout.
Yeah. 2:33 to go until halftime. UT Martin with that three-point lead in the basketball to go right to left 94 feet. Jeffries on the inbound, on the hop to Sears. Sears, right-hand dribble, now left, gets him across the line on Thelwell. He'll drive on Thelwell, got to the lane with a right-hand scoop. Off the glass, off the rim twice and a miss and a rebound. Thelwell, who pushes it up the hardwood. 5-on-4, Thelwell on the drive. He gets it to the hole, missed the shot. Rebound, Cam Wonga, lost it off of his hands, and I think Miles took a shot to the face at the same time. He's doubled over right now with his hands on his knees and being checked over by one of the officials. Riley Minnick's also coming over. Look after his teammate as Eddie Ricks comes on the hardwood. Deontay Miles will leave the floor. Sebastian Mendoza returns for UT Martin as Kamwanga heads to the bench. 23 to shoot, baseline right. Lathan with the Morehead State inbound. Goes right corner, Thelwell. He'll curl left, bounce right block, Minnick. He'll back down Curry, double team splits the double team. Ball stripped away, stolen by Mendoza. Jeffries has it, left wing cruise offensive end. Bounce left, Curry tries a layup, partially blocked by Thelwell. Minnick's the rebound, Thelwell has it again. Drew Thelwell, right wing Lathan. He'll cut the angle, got to the hole with a layup, too strong off the glass, off the rim. Got there, just couldn't finish. Jeffries the other way, on the run, penetrates, goes by Minnick's and scores the layup.
Just enough hesitation to lull the defense into thinking he might let up, and then boom, he's gone.
37-32, UT Martin. 1:33 left to play until halftime. Thelwell, high right, looks in, wide left, Ricks. Fakes, drives the angle, jump and shoot from 10, partially blocked. Out of bounds it goes, and it will be Morehead State basketball.
That should have been a foul, Chuck.
Yeah, that was a hack on the arm big time. Morehead State, though, will get the ball with 12 to shoot. 1:23 showing on the first half clock. Lathan on the trigger. Flips it out. Head of the key, Thomas, right side. Lathan off the screen for three. Yes, sir!
That ends an 0-4 shooting drought for Morehead State, and more importantly, it gets Jordan Lathan on the scoreboard.
Heated up, J2. 37-35. Morehead State down by two. Defends a minute five to go in the half. 18 to shoot. Sears on the drive. The runner left it short off the rim. Tapped it up, though. Tried another tap. Knockdown whistle foul as he missed it. He'll get two free throws. He's got 17 points already in the game. Well, you've got to block off.
Yeah.
Forced him to miss the first shot, get the rebound. And Sears at 5'11", one of the smallest guys on the floor,
I
if not the smallest,
just about
got
to look
two
at
rebounds.
That. I knew he was small. Couldn't remember if he was quite 6 feet or not.
Plays bigger than he is. Sears, free throw up, it'll roll and go.
Certainly casts a bigger shadow than 5'11 out on that floor.
38-35 Martin. Sears with another free throw, line left.
18 points now for him.
Sears pounds it down, looks up, blocks, shoots, misses. Floor rebound left to the lane. Lathan, who outruns Mendoza, who falls over his back and picks up a foul. Mendoza's first. Fourth on UT Martin.
So not a lot of fouls committed in this game. Not a lot of turnovers.
38-35. MSU trails, but has the ball backcourt near side with 58.9 seconds to go in the first half. Inbound, Thomas bounces it to Thelwell. Thelwell takes it down the left arc, turns to his right, and now what? Whistle foul, and I think too much hand checking. Jordan Sears picked up his second personal. Skyhawks with number five. Stops the clock with 52.1 seconds to go until the break, and Sears will come out in favor of Desmond Williams.
Williams almost sprinted to the scorer's table to get him out there and get Sears off with those two fouls.
24 to shoot. Thomas left hash inbound, Morehead State. To Thelwell right there. Drew holding, looking off the Minnick screen, comes top of the key, driving, got to the goal, laid it up, missed it, tapped in, though, by Minnick. Riley with 12,
five
down by one.
Five rebounds for Riley as well.
38-37, Martin with the lead in the ball. Jeffries, 35 seconds to go in the half, controls on Thomas, wide to the right, cuts to his left, top of the arc. Right hash up the sideline, Williams takes it left, bounce left to the lane, Cruz. Cruz doubled, takes it to the block on Lathan and Minnick, tries to split the double team. Six to shoot to the corner, Jeffries near side. Jeffries shooting over Lathan for three, hits it.
Soft shot.
9 seconds to go in the half, Morehead down 41-37. Thelwell offensive end, high left. Driving baseline, lost the ball off his foot, and it goes out of bounds to UT Martin with 0.7 seconds to go in the half. So it looks like Martin will have the lead going into the break. Inbounding Cruz, all he has to do is drop it in, the half's over. Throws it into Mendoza, turns, launches for three-quarter court, clears the backboard, half is over.
That's the end of the first half of play. Your score.
Your score at halftime here in Evansville, Indiana at the Ford Center in the OVC semifinals. UT Martin leads Morehead State 41-37. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. We'll come back to talk about the first 20 minutes in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Well, Morehead State down at the half here in the OVC semifinals, taking on UT Martin. MSU, the third seed. Martin, the second seed. It's 41-37. Skyhawks in a game that's gone back and forth. Tom Lewis, the favor right now in terms of tempo goes to UT Martin.
Yeah, that's reflected particularly in the stat category of fast break points, where the Skyhawks have an 11-0 advantage through the first 20 minutes. And UTM doing a really good job down low offensively. We know they can light it up from three-point range, but they are outscoring MSU in the paint 16-8 so far.
Let's go ahead and take a look at all the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. First of all, for UT Martin, which leads 41-37, it's been the Jordan Sears show. He leads all scorers with 18 points. K.K. Curry really helped the Skyhawks early in the ballgame. He's got 10 points here at the break. Jacob Cruz with 6. Kobe Jeffries with 5. Issa Muhammad with 2. No other Skyhawk players score. UT Martin, 15 of 35 from the field so far. 42.9%, 5 of 12 outside the arc, 6 of 8 at the line. Out-rebounded by Morehead State, 24-18. Skyhawks with 4 offensive rebounds. They also have 2 assists, just 1 turnover, 5 steals, 5 block shots. Checking out the Morehead State worksheet, 2 players in double figures, Riley Minix and Khalil Thomas lead the way, each with 12. Drew Thelwell with 6. 4 points, Deontay Miles, Jordan Lathan with 3. Eddie Ricks and Zach Iaimi played but didn't score. Morehead State 13 of 33 from the floor, just 39.4%, but 9 of 14 outside the arc, which has helped them stay in this ball game. That's better than 64% in long-range shooting. MSU 2 of 4 at the line, again winning the rebounding battle 24-18. Morehead with 7 offensive rebounds, 11 assists in the ball game. 7 turnovers, 1 steal, 2 blocks. At the half, Morehead State trailing UT Martin here in Evansville in the OVC semifinals, 41-37. We'll step aside, come back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Bill Campbell, Director of Recreation and Wellness at MSU. Bill, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, Samantha, thank you so much for having me.
When we're talking about recreation and wellness at MSU, for me, it immediately brings up the image of the Recreation and Wellness Center. Can you set the scene and tell us what this building has to offer folks?
Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit of history. The building was opened in the fall of 2011, and that includes the 100,000 square foot facility, which also did include our challenge course outside as well. Mm-hmm. But inside, we have our swimming pool, we have indoor track, we have three recreational size basketball courts, two racquetball courts, two group fitness studios. We also have our outdoor recreational rental center. We have our equipment room.
And all of those rooms, I'm sure that they fill multiple needs. Can you tell me about some of the programs? You talked about group fitness, intramurals, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. So I'd say our intramural program is probably like our biggest offering that we offer to our students. And that comes with, like, you know, basketball, flag football, ultimate frisbee. Oh, and I did forget the intramural field.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's actually not located by the recreational center, but it's over closer to right behind the AAC. And that's a part of our program as well. But that's where we'll do, like, ultimate frisbee. We do soccer, flag football. We do wiffle ball. We do softball. So we offer usually around 30-plus intramural offerings to all of our students, and that's all free for them to participate in.
Okay, and so that's students, faculty, and staff at MSU, and also a little unique, also the community, right?
Absolutely, yep. So our facility is open to not only our students and faculty staff, but also open to our community here in Morehead. And again, we welcome any alumni or anyone else that can come to the rec center, so they can come in and do a guest fee. They can buy a monthly membership. They can buy a yearly membership. So we have multitudes of offerings for memberships for anyone that wants to use the rec center that's in the area.
Awesome. And what opportunities are there in the Recreation and Wellness Center for students, undergrad, graduate?
So we employ on a semester basis probably around, kind of depending on what's going on, sometimes 80 to 100 student employees. Hmm. So each of our programs, usually we have about 10 to 13 staff or something like that. They can come be a lifeguard. We have personal trainers. We have group fitness instructors. We have our fitness attendants. We have our equipment room attendants, outdoor rental center attendants. We have our membership front desk people as well. We also offer, like, a couple different leadership positions, a facility supervisor who is usually more of a tenured student that's worked for us for a little bit, more of a leadership role. And they actually kind of manage the building for us a little bit. They actually open and close the building.
And those leadership positions have to be good on a resume, right, when they graduate?
Absolutely. And we do that. That happens a lot. I would say we retain a lot of staff that way, too, because they'll move up and be that supervisor role. We also offer some GA-ships, graduate assistantships. We do some staff assistant stuff. That's not typically every semester, but we do have those opportunities available.
Okay. And we are talking about health and wellness here. If there's anybody who's a little intimidated about coming down and maybe starting a wellness journey, what would you say to them?
Oh, absolutely. Come on in. We have a multitude of staff that would love to greet you and show you around the building and show you how to use some of the machines or get you familiar with the building, at least where you kind of know how to navigate by yourself, and enjoy your time at the rec center.
Bill, thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Bill Campbell, Director of Recreation and Wellness at MSU. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Morehead State Public Radio.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of pizza? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
41-37, Morehead State trailing UT Martin, OVC semifinals in Evansville, Indiana. As we get set for the second half, Tom Lewis, thoughts?
Well, not to be Chief Black Cloud, but looking at trends this season, Tennessee Martin, when leading at halftime, is 14-1. Morehead State, when trailing at halftime, is only 1-6. So something's got to give if Morehead State is going to come back and win this basketball game. The other crazy stat from the first half, Morehead State from three-point range in that first 20 minutes was 9 of 14. From inside the arc, 4 of 19.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's only a four-point game, though.
Yeah.
For Morehead State, you've got to get Sears under control. He's got 18 points here, almost half their points in the first stanza. And then you've got to get Jordan Lathan going, I think. Jordan hit a late triple in the first half. Maybe that gets him energized and lights his fuse because he could be a difference maker as we point toward the second half.
Yeah, we've already seen in this game a couple of guys, actually three guys, who hit some spurts where they showed they could get the job done. Riley Minix with 12 points, Khalil Thomas with 12. He's made four of his 5 3-point tries. And Drew Thelwell with a couple of big 3-point baskets. But Jordan Lathan is that missing link who's got to get it going in order for Morehead State to make a comeback here.
41-37, Morehead State trails UT Martin. Second half coming up on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions in Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Martin on the floor, Curry, Cruz, Muhammad, Williams, and Sears. They're starting five. Moorhead State sending out Thomas, Minix, Thelwell, Miles, and Latham.
You know, Chuck, you got to tip your cap when that's due. And Tennessee Martin, despite the frenetic style that they love to run over the last 3.5 games, counting the half, first half here tonight, has turned the ball over only 21 times. Three straight games below 10 turnovers coming into this one.
MSU starts with the ball in the second half. Thomas up top, Lathan. He'll fake, go left wing at the arc. Thelwell circles to his right, backs it up to his left. Right hash coming up the sideline. Thomas, right block extended. Minix, 13 on the timer. They look to double cross-court. Thelwell, catch and shoot, three, in and out, no. Tapped up, no. Floor rebound taken inside the lane. Curry for UT Martin. That looked pretty good from our angle.
It did.
It just didn't go down. Sears controls left of the emblem. Front side for UT Martin. Moorhead State, man-to-man. Both teams have played a lot of man-to-man. Sears driving on Thelwell, left of lane. Has it knocked out of his hands. A steal from Minix. Riley weaving through traffic to the offensive end. Jump feed right side to Thomas to the cutting. Through Thelwell with a scoop and score. He's got eight. Moorhead State back within two.
It's usually Thelwell setting up Thomas. That time it was Thomas setting up Thelwell.
Muhammad holds high left. Wants Cruz. Finally goes far side to Williams. He'll catch fire at three and can it. His first points. And he celebrates like he just won the Super Bowl. 43-39, UT Martin by four. Thelwell clears the line right to left. Heads down the right wing straight away. Miles left to right behind him. Thomas. Far hash Thelwell. Cross court, Thomas at the near wing, Lathan. He'll curl to his left, back up, fake, near side Thomas, nine to shoot, free throw line. Minix fades. His jumper blocked by Curry. It goes back across the timeline. That deflection, not over and back. So Minix, left side, firing a three. Off the glass, off the rim. No offensive rebound. Thomas saves it near side. Minix. Riley drives in, penetrates, goes down low, baseline left, puts up a shot, knocked down, no foul, as Muhammad takes the board. Sears the other way. Driving on Thelwell, left block to the goal, fires up a wild scoop layup and misses everything. Thomas takes down the air ball and goes right back to Drew Thelwell. Thelwell at the left wing. On Sears. Turns right off the double stack screen. He'll drive the lane. Take it to the hole. Scoop it up. As Muhammad takes it off the glass for a goaltending violation and give Drew Thelwell two more points. He's got 10. And Moorhead State back within two, trailing 43-41. That was an easy call right
there. That was.
Muhammad got way up there, though, to take that thing off the glass.
Preston Spradlin still unhappy that there was not a foul that last trip against on Riley Minix.
Sears at the logo, double team momentarily, throws it to the right side, open Curry, catch, line drive, three, in and out, no. Thomas flies for the board for Moorhead State to Thelwell.
Thomas with seven rebounds tonight.
Thelwell high left, turns right, had a screen, takes it left to the lane, now to the corner, back to his right, 16 to shoot, left block Minix on Curry. Riley looking, plays it down, turns it back out near side, Thelwell back to Riley, Minix on the hop, five to shoot, Minix fights into a double team, fades, fires from five, off the glass, off the rim, no whistle foul, he'll get two free throws at K.K. Curry, picking up his first personal, and the first of the half on either team in terms of fouls.
You can tell Riley Minix really wants to try to take things over here and put this team on his back, but
UT Martin doing a tremendous job down low, double teaming him and just absolutely cutting down on any lane he can get to the bucket.
Minix for two, a chance to tie the game. First free throw on the way. Spins out, no good. Riley Minix at the line now, 2 of 3. Morehead State as a team, 2 of 5. Riley with a second one. Pounds it down with the right hand. Long look, shot, good. Minix with 13 points. Morehead has cut the deficit to a single digit, trailing 43-42, backing up on defense inside the half-court line. Sears out front, guarded by Thelwell. Left of the lane, pushes up on Thelwell, who goes flying, and it's an offensive foul on Jordan Sears, and that's his third personal. Good call. Second foul on UT Martin. And we're inside 17 minutes to go in the ball game. We should have a media timeout. Indeed, we do. And we'll step aside. Your score from Evansville, OVC semifinals. UT Martin 43, Morehead State 42. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Well, Morehead State down by one, trailed at the half by four. It's 43-42. UT Martin with 16:58 left to go in this contest. Morehead State, after the offensive foul on Jordan Sears, who had the basketball, and we talked about it during the break time. That was a big foul on Sears. The UT Martin star has got three personals now.
That will definitely have an impact on him in a number of ways, Chuck. A big part of his game offensively is being aggressive, getting to the rim. And he's going to have to be a little more cautious to avoid picking up an offensive foul. Not only does it impact the way he's going to play on the defensive end, but that may have a ripple effect on the offensive end as well.
Right. You mentioned the defensive end. He's very active in that UT Martin man-to-man defense. And if he picks up a fourth personal and has to go to the bench for a while, that's not good. I mean, as we talked about, 18 first half points. I'll tell you what, Jordan Sears is like a microwave. He heats up quickly.
Oh, he does.
Stays hot for a while.
And when he heats up, he stays hot. Yeah, Matt Siegel, former Morehead State Sports Information Director, helping the ESPN TV crew with some stats tonight, passed this one along, reminding me that Morehead State's +8 in rebounding so far tonight. And on the season, Eagles are 20-2 when they out-rebound their opponent.
Thelwell high left to Minix coming back. Riley plays it down right at the lane. Far side to Thomas. He'll angle in. Back to Minix at the side. He'll fade and fire a three. Side of the rim, no. Right baseline rebound, Sears. He'll hustle to the offensive end, stop left wing, try to get in on Lathan, who cuts him off up top. Muhammad, right side, Williams. Catch and shoot three, bangs it off the rim, no. Floor rebound, baseline left, Thomas for Morehead State.
It's already his eighth rebound, Chuck.
Drew Thelwell, the other way, takes it down the left arc. Angles in, comes to the elbow, back to the right elbow now. Keeps his dribble and backs out wide right. Inside the right hash, Lathan. Lathan the bounce, down the wing, outside the block, skips it off to Minix. Minix plays it down, double team, fights to the hole, 5-footer, rolls off, no, whistle foul. Riley earns two more free throws. And this foul goes on K.K. Curry, his second. And for UT Martin, number three at a half. So Riley Minix with his team down by one at the free throw line for two shots. Minix thus far, 13 points to go along with five rebounds. He's had 10 straight double-double games, 19 for the season. Free throw up and in, we're tied. Riley Minix with 14. Riley trying to put Morehead State on top. It's been a while since the Eagles have held the lead. Minix with the next one. In and out. We're going to be tied as we head down the floor the other way. 43-all. Left of the logo, Sears dancing, looking between the circles to his right, Muhammad. Right to left, back out front, Williams for the handoff. Williams looking inside against the Morehead man-to-man. Checked by Latham. Crossover dribble, nothing doing. Left hash off to Sears. Sears with Thomas guarding him. Turns to his right, eight to shoot. Sears at the left elbow, turns, fades, fires from 15 and jams it.
Wow.
He's got 20, and UT Martin with the lead at 45-43. Morehead State from the line, only 4 of 8, by the way, in this game. Straight away, Miles, left to right, Thomas around for a triple. Got it! 15 for Khalil, and Morehead State's in front, 46-45.
All 15 from outside the arc.
Cruz, baseline left, the drive on Thomas, the wraparound left with the left hand. Oh, he missed it. A late whistle and a foul.
That was
State.
A very late whistle.
Really late. And who got the foul? Was it Latham? Latham with his second.
Mm-hmm.
Cruz.
Well, actually, give it to Thomas.
Thomas.
That's his second.
Morehead State now with one team foul and a half. Cruz at the line. First free throw of two. In and out, no good. Cruz sitting at 6 points in the game. Now 2 of 3 at the line. We'll try to tie it with the second charity toss. Puts it up and through.
He's only 2 of 8 from the field so far.
Full court pressure by UT Martin as Minix inbounds to Thelwell right at the baseline. He'll work it up on Sears. Comes across the line. Sears trying to draw a charge when sailing back. The official didn't buy it. Thelwell controls. Head of the key, Miles. Wide right, back forward, Lathan. Lathan on Williams. 15 on the timer. Jordan calling for help. Takes it down the right sideline off the screen from Miles. Now angles in. 7 to shoot. Got to the lane. Shovels it. Left of the lane, Thomas. Straight away, Minix. Riley, a long three. Left it short off the rim. Rebound off the hardwood. Left sideline, Williams. He'll race down the floor. Back to the line and Sears. Sears slows it down, gives it to Muhammad. Baseline left, the Curry over his head and out of bounds. Oh, Noah, saved in by Minix in the corner. Wow, I thought that thing was going out of bounds.
So did I.
Turnover number two for the Skyhawks. Thelwell left wing with the game tied at 46. Circles right, comes free throw line. Backs it up top, right to left behind him, Jordan Latham. J2 at the far wing, launching from three-point land. Off the rim, no. Kicks right to Williams, who gives it to Sears at the near sideline with the cross-court pass.
Skyhawks continue to deny the inside game for the Eagles.
Here's Cruz with a long three, wide right, and he knocks it down. He's got 10. It's 49-46, Skyhawks. 13:56 to play. Thelwell across the center line. Head of the arc, Miles. High right, Jordan Latham. Bounces it back to Minix. Straight away, Minix at the point, works it off the left to Thelwell. Thelwell turns right on Sears to the block and then lost the ball as he slipped and fell. Out of bounds it goes, but it was last touched by a Skyhawk player, so Morehead State gets the fortuitous bounce and will keep the basketball. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 13:36 to play in the ballgame in Evansville. OVC semifinal action. It's UT Martin 49, Morehead State 46. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs.
Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Save on chicken feed and supplies during Hinton Mills annual Chick Days, March 8th and 9th at all six locations. Save on Hinton's fresh, local layer feed, grower, and other chicken feeds. Save on feeders, waters, bedding, heat lamps, and other poultry essentials. The baby chicks have arrived at our Flemingsburg and Mount Sterling locations. We have a wide variety to choose from while supplies last. We have Chick Days coloring sheets for the kids, and make sure you grab a free sample bag of all-natural EnviroBug while supplies last. Hinton Mills. Let's grow baby chicks together.
49-46, UT Martin in this OVC semifinal matchup in Evansville leads Moorhead State with 13:36 to go. Let's go inside the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Moorhead State shooting only 37.2% the field compared to just under 44% for UT Martin. Eagles are 10 of 20 outside the arc, Martin 6 of 15. Skyhawks 7 of 10 at the line, MSU 4 of 8. Rebounding to MSU 29-24, turnovers 7-4. Moorhead State leads in that category. Top scorers, Jordan Sears leads Martin with 20. Moorhead State, three players in double figures. Khalil Thomas tops him with 15.
Moorhead State in the first half, 9 of 14 from outside the arc. So far here in half number two, only 1 of 6 from long range.
Moorhead State has Eddie Ricks, the 6'7 freshman, coming in. Thomas out there along with Minix and Lathan and Miles. Baseline right, 6 to shoot. Jordan Lathan will put the ball in for MSU. Have to work quickly. Looks for Minix. Gets it to Thomas at the right hash, 5 to shoot, back to Minix at the right wing, angle drive, 2 to shoot, 1 to shoot, fade and fire from 10, it'll roll off no good. Muhammad the board. For UT Martin, gives it to Sears. Sears, left to right across the line, popping out front for it, Muhammad. Looks inside, a bounce to his left, Cruz takes it, goes free throw line, the runner from there, flank off the rim, no tip, try by Muhammad, doesn't go, but he's fouled from behind, I think by Riley Minix, that's the call, and Riley's second is Moorhead State's third.
Good call there, Chuck.
And Muhammad will stand in line right for two. He's got a field goal, 2 points, has yet to shoot a free throw, at the line on the season, 61%. His team by three, Muhammad, a native of Atlanta, with the first one up. It'll roll and go in. The lead at four for the Skyhawks, 13-13 to play. Muhammad pounds it down, picks it up, pounds it down again, shoots it, and off the iron a few times, and down the drain it goes. 51-46, Moorhead down by five. Lathan gets the inbound from Thomas. Comes across the timeline, down the middle on Jeffries. Left arc coming back. Ricks between the circles. Minix. Minix high left. Thomas off the screen for three. Yes, sir. Khalil with 18 and Moorhead State back within two.
He is now 6 of 7 from outside the arc.
Sears on the drive. Bounces the ball off his foot. Left wing and out of bounds at the Martin bench. And Moorhead State gets it back. Thelwell checking in for MSU. And Riley Minix will take a breather. Moorhead State down by two with the basketball. And 12:51 to play. Far hash backcourt, Lathan on the bounce to Thelwell on the inbound. Drew, left-hand dribble, gets him across the line. Left arc coming back, Thomas. Thomas out front, leaves it for Lathan coming back. Lathan with 19 on the timer. Directing traffic to Thomas, wide left. Back to Lathan. Jordan, right-angle drive, the runner. Off the side of the glass, no knockdown, no call. Floor rebound, far side to Muhammad. Off the hardwood, it comes to him, and he goes to Jeffries. Jeffries to Muhammad. Back to Jeffries at the far hash. He'll turn right on Ricks. Nothing doing there. Left block extended. Cruz, who's double team. He's chased back out to the left hash by Thomas. Now he'll drive the angle to the baseline, to the goal. Feeds it inside the lane. Stolen away by Lathan. 3-on-2. Morehead State to Ricks. Ricks right angle. Got to the hole. Fakes. Puts it up. Blocked away. Out of bounds by Muhammad.
Well, Tennessee Martin playing some tremendous transition defense, Chuck. The Eagles still without a fast break point, and that looked like an absolute gimme when that started.
Miles out, replaced by Minix, who got a short breather. 23 to shoot, baseline right, more in-state offensive end inbound. Jordan Lathan, far side to Thelwell, curls off a screen, far side to Minix. Minix on Muhammad. He'll drive in, spin at the block, come to the hole, puts it off the window and in with a right hand. 16 for Riley. We're tied at 51. 11:47 to go. Muhammad straight away fakes the shot on Minix. Right to left behind him. Cruz on Thomas, trying to take it to the left of the lane. Pass inside. And we've got legal screen set by UT Martin and a foul against the Skyhawks. Jacob Cruz with his first foul. And for UT Martin, it's fourth.
Eagles only with two personal fouls so far in the second half.
MSU with the basketball and a chance to go in front. We're tied at 51. 11:34 to go. Thomas at the logo leaves it there for Eddie Ricks. One bounce high left, Minix. Minix on Muhammad. Right to left behind him, Lathan. He'll get to the goal. Baseline right, puts up the five-footer. Off the glass, no. Cruz the rebound for the Skyhawks to Sears. Sears at the right wing. Takes it left into Ricks. Sears plays it down. Now Minix comes out on the double. Pass inside, Muhammad. Around Minix, lays it up and in. 6 for Muhammad. And a two-point lead for the Skyhawks of UT Martin at 53-51. Thelwell leaves it for Ricks out front, holds high and looks. One bounce high left, Minix. He'll shoot the three, left it short off the rim. In the lane, the rebound, Kobe Jeffries for UT Martin.
Minix, a 55% shooter on the year. He is 5 of 15 tonight.
Now, the drive by Sears, scoop, missed. Rebound, Cruz, lost the ball, out of bounds. Morehead State gets it. Cruz thought he was fouled, and we have a timeout on the floor. 10:36 to play in this ball game in Evansville at the Ford Center. OVC semifinal round action. Morehead State trailing UT Martin, 53-51. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Every sandwich has bread. Every burger has a bun. But these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh store ground beef for Brown is specially priced at only $4.49 a pound. Fresh asparagus, just $1.99 a pound. And 15-ounce cans of Our Family Pinto, Black, Great Northern, and Navy beans are only $1 a can. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands, Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Well, Morehead State trailing 53-51 to UT Martin as we battle back and forth here in Evansville at the Ford Center in this OVC semifinal contest. Earlier tonight, Little Rock advanced into tomorrow night's championship game with a victory over Western Illinois. Tom, you just feel like if Morehead State, which has been unable to do so far, go on an extended run, maybe they can hold that lead and sail home, but it's been very difficult. The UT Martin defense has been pretty tough tonight.
Yeah, and that's something you don't hear very often, Chuck, and that's not to disparage the Skyhawks. It's just they put so much premium on offense. They're not known for playing good defense, but, man, tonight they have been intense. They have double-teamed when they should, and Riley Minix and Jordan Lathan both have had to work for everything they've gotten, and so far Lathan hasn't gotten much. He's only 1 of 9 tonight. Riley Minix 5 of 16, and again he came in shooting 55% on the year.
Morehead State does have the basketball down by 2 to go the distance, right to left. Thomas, Thelwell, Minix, Ricks, and Lathan on the floor for MSU.
Eagles led briefly here in the second half at the 15-29 mark, but it's been mostly Tennessee Martin in the lead today.
Lathan out front. Left to right, the handoff to Thelwell. Thelwell on the drive, the scoop, and it'll go in. Thelwell with 12. We're tied at 53. When Drew gets that alley to the goal, he'll take it. Now he'll pick up a foul high left on Sears, who tried to beat him off the dribble, and Drew had to reach in and foul him. So for Drew Thelwell, just his first foul, Morehead State team 4.
We've noted how he has stayed away from foul trouble all year long. Only 26 personal fouls now, and this is game number 32.
Cruz controls on Thomas, wide left. Backs it up toward the hash. Down the far side, Sears, a catch and shoot, long three, in and out, Underneath the rebound, Eddie Ricks for Morehead State to Thelwell. Again, we're tied at 53.
The one thing the Eagles have done really well is rebound defensively tonight.
Lathan dancing out top. Wide right, Minix sets his feet. The three, yes! And the Eagles are in front. 19 for Riley Minix, and Morehead State leads 56-53.
He's now 3 of 8 from deep.
Sears driving on Thomas. Goes baseline left on the dish to Curry, who scores. And is fouled. So we'll get a free throw. And that foul's on Thomas, his third. Curry's first points of the second half. He's got 12 points in the game. And he has a chance to retie this game with his team down 56-55.
He's the guy who really got UT Martin ignited in the very early going of this game. But you mentioned it, super quiet here in the second half.
2 for 2 at the line in the ball game. Free throw on the way, and he makes it, and we're tied again. Issa Muhammad in for Curry for UT Martin. Morehead State with the ball. Knotted at 56 this ball game with 9:34 to go. Thomas on the inbound to Drew Thelwell, who jogs it across the timeline right to left. Comes high left into Sears. Lathan out for it straight away. Now Thelwell left to right, takes it back, and now Sears. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Riley Minix for an illegal screen, and that's Riley's third. I thought maybe it was a reaching on Sears, which I was hoping for, but such is not the case. Morehead State with 5 team fouls. Now here comes UT Martin with a chance to go back in front. Sears inside the line with a left-hand dribble, surveys the Morehead man-to-man. Left hash, Jeffries. Jeffries driving on Lathan. Got to the lane, turns to his left, puts up the 10-footer, partially blocked by Lathan. Ball ricochets around. Ricks has it up the left sideline to J2. Lathan at the near wing. Standing dribble on Jeffries. Comes out front to his right, circles back to the far side, straight away, Riley Minix. Minix, 15 to shoot. Now penetrates, left block, jump feed near side, Thomas to the corner. He'll fire a three, and Morehead State's back in front.
Khalil Thomas, now 7 of 8 from three-point range tonight. In the last 4 games, 18 of 27.
Sears on the drive, a miss, and a late whistle, and a foul again. And this goes Jordan Lathan, his third. So you've got Lathan, Thomas, and Minix each with 3. Morehead State with 6. Man, we've seen that a couple of times where the whistle has been extremely late.
Yep. And both times on the Skyhawk offensive end.
59-56 MSU. 2 free throws. Sears, first one good. He's got 21 points.
That's okay. It's a season average. Let's just limit him to that.
8:34 to go. Sears will try to draw the Skyhawks 1 point closer, and he does so with that second free throw as he cans it. 59-58. MSU. Eagles with the basketball. Delwell jogs it, left-hand dribble across the line, left of the logo into the near hash. Turns to his right, has a screen. Out front, standing dribble there. Pitches it high right to Riley Minix. Wide open, he'll shoot the three. Swing! Riley Minix, 22 points.
And the Moorhead State Eagles have now hit their last four field goal tries.
62-58 MSU. Sears on the move on Thomas, high left. Cut off by Minix, far side. To Cruz. He'll step outside the arc, shoot a three and miss it. Rebound tapped in the air. Latham from Moorhead State has it. Bounces it to Thelwell. Drew will slow it down and walk it up the floor. Toward the left hash he comes. High left. Works it right straight away. Right of the lane. Far side open. Eddie Ritz for three. High off the back of the rim. Left block rebound. Jeffries for the Skyhawks of UT Martin. Jeffries to the offensive end. Penetrates on Minix. Bounce down low to Muhammad. Off his hands, off his leg, out of bounds, Moorhead State basketball. And a turnover for UT Martin, and that is number 9. And we have a media timeout, 7:35 to play in this ball game in Evansville. OVC semifinals, Moorhead State 62, UT Martin 58. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
State with its four-point lead has its biggest advantage of the night. It's 62-58 in favor of the Eagles with 7:35 to go here in OVC semifinal round play in Evansville. Just a note, Drew Thelwell with three assists tonight now has 204 for the year. That ties the single-season mark set at Moorhead State back in the 07-08 season by Nick Stojakovic. So one more assist and Drew stands alone as the single season leader. MSU with the basketball, up by four. Thomas, Thelwell, Minix, Lathan, and Ricks out on the hardwood for the blue and gold. Here comes Thelwell, offensive end toward the right hash on Sears. To his left, head of the arc, Minix on the drive. Riley to the block, to the baseline, to the goal. Falls down, hits the shot out the window anyway. Riley, Minix, with 24, Moorhead State up 64-58. Looking like the OVC player of the year he is. Out front, Sears drives by Thomas, got to the goal with a wraparound layup try, off the iron twice and in. Boy, that was a circus shot there.
We've seen a few of those from Jordan tonight.
He's got 24, it's 64-60 MSU. Right hash, Thelwell standing dribble, offensive end. UT Martin man-to-man. Thelwell straight away. He'll shoot the three. Put it on the board. 15 for Drew.
Eagles now 15 of 27 from three-point range.
Sears will try to answer. His three ball high right over Thelwell. Spins out, no good. Ricks a rebound, Morehead State. To Drew Thelwell. Across the line, Morehead State by seven. Toward the right hash, Ricks to his left between the circles. Bounce high left, Minix back to the goal, faces up near side, Thelwell sets his feet, free ball, bottom of the iron, no offensive rebound, Ricks turns to the left, shoots it off the glass, and boom!
What a gorgeous play by Eddie Ricks. Gathered the rebound, took his time, and such touch.
And Morehead State leads by nine, and UT Martin wants a timeout. With 6:05 to go, the Eagles are taking control. MSU, six of its last nine, make that seven of its last nine from the field. And this is a 30-second timeout. Morehead's nine-point lead, the biggest lead in the ballgame for either team in this game. It's 69-60. Wow. And those 2 points by Eddie Ricks, the first 2 points scored by a Morehead State reserve in this ballgame. They've only played seven players. The other backup to play was Zach Iaemi in the first half. We've not seen him in the second.
Chuck, Morehead State, 15 made three-pointers tonight. The OVC tournament record for most by a team in a single game, 17.
Boy, what a turn of events. This ball game has been back and forth with Morehead State. And starting to take control, but there still is 6:05 to play.
Now, you say back and forth, but honestly, when we got to halftime, it seemed like UT Martin, even though the score was only a four-point difference, had matters in their own hands. But Morehead State, over this last stretch, has really claimed the momentum.
UT Martin, offensive end, with 23 to shoot. Sears, high left on Thelwell, who takes it out of his hands. Drew Thelwell, the big steal right there. Thelwell through the logo. Near side in the corner, Ricks fakes a man in the air. Drives left angle. High right. Minix. Far side, Lathan for three. Bangs it off the rim. No floor rebound to the near side. Thelwell back to Thomas. He's open for three-point land. Front of the rim and a miss. And a rebound, K.K. Curry for the Skyhawks. Midcourt, left sideline, Sears. Sears at the far wing. Driving on Ricks to the baseline. Got to the goal. Jump stop, reverse layup, score.
Jordan Sears.
With 26, cuts the Morehead lead to 7. Thelwell with 5:20 to go, clears the timeline on Sears. Skyhawks man-to-man, Thelwell the drive, the scoop, the score! 17 for Drew Thelwell, and Morehead State will call the timeout. Eagles will be left with 2, the Skyhawks of UT Martin will have 2 left. And Morehead State back in front by 9, 71-62. And at this point, what do you think Coach Preston Spradlin is telling his Eagles, Tom Lewis?
Honestly, Chuck, knowing Preston and looking at the numbers right now, he's probably preaching defense as much as offense and keeping the intensity on the defensive end. At halftime, Chuck, Tennessee Martin had 1 turnover. They have 9 since halftime.
The Morehead State has ratcheted up the defensive pressure. And some of these turnovers have led to Morehead State scores.
Looking at points off turnovers. Points off of turnovers right now, it is a 10-2 Morehead State advantage. Now, it's not like the Eagles are absolutely lighting it up overall, Chuck. They're shooting 42% for the game and about 45% here in the second half. But from long range, they have been unbelievable. 15 of 30 from three-point land.
Sears left of the logo, offensive end to the right. Wants Muhammad, gives him the ball at the logo on Minix. He backs off. Muhammad, high left, back behind him. Cruz, left to right. Cruz bobbled the ball, got it, left of the lane, 10-footer. Curls out, no good. Floor rebound toward the near block. Picked off by Ricks for Morehead State.
Eagles have limited UT Martin to only 6 offensive rebounds and 7 second-chance points.
Thelwell wide left with the dribble on Sears. Back out to Ricks straight away. Far side, Thomas launching from three-point land, air ball. Taken down, baseline left by Jeffries. He'll push it up the floor for the Skyhawks by Ricks. Got to the goal, missed the layup, but drew the foul. And who gets it? Ricks, I think. Ricks with his first.
Number 7 on Morehead State, so Skyhawks will be shooting free throws from here on.
you're wondering about Martin fouls, they have four. Jeffries is line right. Got the rebound, sailed all the way down coast to coast and drew the foul. He's 73% at the line, 5 points tonight. First free throw for him is good. ...71-63, Jeffries, the native of Memphis, with a second one up and through. 71-64, 4:33 left to go. Lathan backside after the inbound from Thomas. He'll come up on Jeffries toward the right hash. Pushes off and works the dribble right of the logo. Thomas sets a screen. Lathan comes left off of it to the near side. Back out straight away, Minix. High right, Thelwell, 14 on the timer. He'll turn left, come to the head of the key. Near side, Lathan. Catch, shoot, three. Rims off, no floor rebound. Sails out of bounds at the far sideline. Last touch by a Skyhawk player, so it will be Morehead State basketball just inside the right hash to inbound with seven to shoot. Jordan Lathan has had just a tough night shooting the basketball.
1 of 10.
But you just never know when he could heat it up.
Make it 1 of 11.
Lathan will be the Morehead State inbounder, far sideline. Right there at the hash to Thelwell. Five to shoot, Drew on the drive. The runner to the lane, scoop, miss, whistle, foul. He'll get two free throws.
And a good call by the baseline official. I was concerned that they might get him for an offensive foul, but inside the restricted area.
Foul is on Jeffries, his first, fifth on Martin. Line left for two will be Morehead State's Drew Thelwell. Thelwell in the ball game. 0 of 2 at the line. 17 points, though, to go along with three assists.
67% free throw shooter on the year.
Thelwell, a stand-in at the free throw line all by himself. His other teammates near midcourt. 71-64 Morehead State with 4:05 to go.
And it looks like UT Martin's Jeffries is going to be sent over to the bench, possibly some blood or a scratch on his arm. And the trainer will have to attend to him.
Drew Thelwell asking for a towel as well as he's getting some help from Khalil Thomas to mop off some sweat.
Great to have friends like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Would you do that for me?
No.
I wouldn't do it for you either.
I do a lot of things for you, buddy. But
that might be over the line.
I'm not toweling you down.
That's what I need is an ESM towel boy. Maybe we can get Drew Barnett to do that,
too. Jared Stacy's hanging around here doing nothing.
Yeah. Thelwell stands in line left for two. First one up and kicks out no good. He's had his problems at the line here in recent ball games. He'll take a little walk to get a handshake from Riley Minix. 71-64 Morehead State. Drew Thelwell with a second one. Pitches it up. That kicks out off the back of the rim, too. Another miss. He's 0 for 4.
Eagles tonight as a team have not shot free throws well.
Sears coming into Minix to the right of the lane. Near side, catch and shoot three for Jeffries as he scissors his legs and misses it. Rebound, Ricks in the lane for Morehead State.
Ricks now with nine rebounds on the night.
I'll tell you what, he's been a great freshman for Morehead State. Thelwell dancing toward the right hash, floats to his left out front. 3:39 to go, Morehead State by seven. Lathan comes out to take the pass wide right. He'll penetrate, got to the lane with a scoop, score! Jordan Lathan with a clutch hoop there. He's got 5 points, and Morehead State leads by nine again. 3:25 to go. Sears left to right across the timeline. Thelwell fronts him. Screen by Mendoza. Here's Sears off that screen for three. Off the rim, no good. Baseline right, Thomas, another Morehead State rebound. Khalil Thomas with nine boards in the game. 73-64 MSU. Thelwell and Sears dueling out between the circles.
Thomas averages 4.2 boards an outing.
Thelwell back to his right, top of the key. High left, Ricks. Open from three-point land. Back of the rim, no. Fight for the rebound. Right block, Cruz, who has it go off his hands as he was battling Thomas. Out of bounds to Morehead State. Baseline right with 2:53 left to go. And we have a timeout. Boy, the Eagles are playing hard.
It's after midnight, and they're letting it all hang out.
Why did you go there? 2:53 left to go in Evansville. OVC semifinal action. Morehead State 73, UT Martin 64. I'm Chuck Mraz with the ever-cliché Tom Lewis. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Day with a 9-point lead at 73-64 over UT Martin with 2:53 left to go in this OVC tournament semifinal matchup. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. Going inside the numbers courtesy of Whitaker Bank, Moorhead State just 41% from the field. But as Tom mentioned, 15 of 33 from beyond the 3-point arc. UT Martin has been held to 23 second half points. And that's incredible. That's great defense by Moorhead State, who in terms of rebounding leads in that category 41-34. They've also forced the Skyhawks into 9 second-half turnovers. They had just one at halftime.
The other thing they've done well as far as rebounding is concerned is on the defensive end, they are absolutely getting it done. Eagles with a 14-6 offensive rebound advantage. That hasn't really translated into a huge margin as far as points off of those rebounds. Second chance points, it's only 11-7. But the Eagles have absolutely done a tremendous job limiting UT Martin to only one shot opportunity.
Moorhead State with 20 on the shot clock. Rick's baseline right front court will inbound. Boy, they've done a lot of mopping on that floor. There's been some condensation on this floor.
There's a hockey rink under the floor here at the Ford Center. I got to believe that's caused some humidity and condensation, like you said.
Fellwell has it. Out front, 17 on the timer. Wide right he goes. High left, Ricks. Eddie wide open. Will shoot the three in and out. Now offensive rebound. Minish pulls it down, and he's fouled. Before he can put it back up. And let's see who the foul's on. It's going to go on Sebastian Mendoza, his second, team six on the Skyhawks.
That's just the sixth rebound of the night for Riley Minix. He came into this game with 10 straight double-doubles, which we think is just one shy of the record for Moorhead State.
Lathan inbounds, far sideline. Thelwell on the drive, near corner Ricks. He'll fake, angle into the block, lost the ball off his leg, got it back, far side, open Lathan, catch and shoot, three, put it on the board.
J2
is good for three. 8 points for Lathan, 76-64 Moorhead. Sears on the drive through traffic, hits the deck as he missed the shot. He'll get two free throws after a foul on Moorhead State. I think it's Riley Minix.
It paid off with a move or a trip to the free throw line, but I'm not sure why Sears took that to the other side of the rim. It looked like he had a clear shot just coming in from the right side.
Fourth foul on Riley. Moorhead State with 8. 2:22 left to go. It will be Sears for 2 at the free throw line to our right.
Riley Minix gave the bench a thumbs up. They were probably letting him know he has 4 fouls. And he's got such tremendous basketball IQ, I think he'll be okay playing with those.
Sears, a free throw up and in. Sears, 27 points.
But pretty quiet overall here in the second half, Chuck.
76-65, Moorhead as Williams will come in for Mendoza. For Ryan Ritter Skyhawks.
You know, Sears, those 27 points. Also got five assists. Five of his six, his team's six assists.
Sears with the next one, nothing but net. The lead at 10 for Morehead State with 2:22 left to go. Full court, Skyhawk pressure. Thelwell was being held. He got the inbound, then lost it. Taken out of his hands by Williams, high right to Jeffries. Open, he steps into a three, misses it. Ricks takes down the rebound, and we've got a foul inside. They call it on Eddie Ricks for pushing off his second. Team 9 on Morehead State, or Team 8? 9. I don't know about that one either.
No. And we've seen an awful lot of more significant contact that's been allowed to go without a whistle.
And again, the ball boy has to mop up the floor down at the baseline. This will be Cruz, free throw line to the right, 1+1. Cruz with 10 points.
It's 3 of 4 from the stripe.
And make him 4 of 5. Dumps down the first one. Morehead by 9, 2:15 to go. Do not take your foot off the accelerator.
You get a point on that free throw, but UT Martin hasn't scored a field goal in 3 minutes, 15 seconds.
And Cruz converts on the next one, and it's 76-68. Again, full court pressure by UT Martin, and MSU has to use one of its two remaining timeouts. 2:15 to play. It's a 30-second timeout, so Morehead State will be left with one TO for the rest of the ball game. I think that was a good timeout right there.
Yeah, smartly done by Khalil Thomas. He was triggering the inbound. Didn't have anybody to throw it to, and good recognition on the veteran's part to know he needed to call the timeout and avoid the turnover.
He saw that very quickly, Tom. He didn't try to work that ball off to someone who might not be open.
And Morehead State, in the first half, 7 turnovers, only 2 since halftime, and it's because of smart decisions like that that they have avoided giving it away any more than they had.
8-point Morehead State lead with 2:15 to go. Khalil Thomas again will be the inbounder, the graduate student from New Orleans. Again, full court pressure by the Skyhawks. Ball into Minix. Got away from Williams, who now fronts him. Minix, trap, double team, throws it down the floor to Lathan, right angle drive, alley-oop over the head of Ricks.
Right idea, but poor execution.
I almost wish he'd driven in, drawn the defender, and just given him the chance at the easy layup instead of the showtime play. 2:06 to play, and now UT Martin gets the ball again. Sometimes you can try to be too fancy. Pass a little too high. Morehead State with its 10th turnover. Ball rolled in. 2:04 to go. Controlling Sears. Sears, high right. Driving on Ricks to the block to the baseline. Fakes one-hander and hits it.
And Ricks stayed in front of Sears. Kept him from getting penetration all the way to the rim. But Sears, just a tremendous play.
Lathan tries to dribble out of trouble as he was trapped out for the inbound, and a foul on UT Martin. And that will be the 7th on the Skyhawks, and this will go on Desmond Williams. Desmond Williams with his first personal with 1:48 to go. Morehead State up by 6. Jordan Lathan will be line left. He will shoot 1 on the bonus. Lathan has had a quiet night scoring-wise, just 8 points, 5 in the second half. Not long ago, though, he hit a key triple. Lathan, first trip to the line in this ballgame. Free throw on the way and good.
Solid free throw shooter on the year, 75%.
MSU by 7. The Eagles have taken everyone away from the free throw line area except for Lathan, who cans the second freebie. He hits double figures, 10 points, 78-70 Morehead, 1:47 to go. Sears out front, gets by Ricks, the runner from inside the lane. Back of the rim, no. Fight for the rebound. Thomas has it. That's his 10th of the game. Got it to Thelwell. Drew races to the offensive end. 1:35 to go. Angles in, back out to Lathan outside the far hash.
Thomas with his first double-double of the season.
17 to shoot, 1:27 to go. Jordan Lathan turns left. chased by Sears, who slaps at the ball. High left, a Minix ball slapped away by K.K. Curry, out of bounds at midcourt near sideline. And Morehead State will get it with 8 to shoot, 118 to play. And leading by 8. So I think we've got a timeout taken by UT Martin.
I'm not sure if that's a timeout or a video review. I think they're going to make doubly sure that that ball was off of Tennessee Martin inside the two-minute mark here in the game. I think that's the right move by this officiating crew.
Tell you what, I'm not going to feel comfortable until that final horn goes off and it says Morehead State has more points than UT Martin.
I agree with you, partner. You know, if you look at the score in this game, it's pushing more of the Martin pace, but Morehead State, the ability to hang with them offensively, particularly here in the second half. The video review was quick and does confirm it will be Morehead State basketball.
Thomas will be the Morehead State inbounder at midcourt near side. 118 to go, MSU by 8. He'll have Williams in his face. Skyhawks match man-to-man. Thomas looks backside. Goes left half to Lathan. Ball knocked away out of bounds by Jeffries. Morehead State keeps it with 7 to shoot at the left hash with the inbound. And I think that UT Martin may have used it.
No, it's another video review.
Another video review, okay. Jeffries was pointing like it was Martin basketball, but the officials initially said Morehead State basketball. 1:17 to play.
The press row table has a lip on the front of it that prevents us from seeing the baseline that we're on, so it's hard for us to say yay or nay.
We know it's late back in Kentucky. 12:30. We appreciate all of you who have stuck around and listened to this ball game and stayed with it, because it's been a doozy. And it's been worth a Friday night to spend with us, I think.
I do,
too.
It's
been fun.
Not that I'm always the best Friday night company, but it's been a fun experience.
Yeah.
You're a good guy. You're a good guy to hang out with on a Friday night.
I appreciate that. Hopefully we'll be hanging out on Saturday night as well.
Won't be any easier, I'm afraid. Little Rock tonight in the first semifinal looked every bit the one seed in this OVC tournament, Chuck.
Boy, let me take a look at that score. They absolutely blitzed Western Illinois. Trying to find my tournament sheet.
You look in that stack, I'll look in this one.
Here it is. Hey. Western Illinois was just throttled by Little Rock, 82-57.
Over their last 10 games, they have outscored their opponents by a combined 185 points. They are on a roll.
Well, they're continuing to go back and forth on that monitor over on the far side of the floor. .117 to play in this ball game and 7 to shoot for Morehead State. If Eagles, as we hope and keep our fingers crossed, get the basketball back.
Glancing down the way here at the video monitors for our ESPN broadcasting crew to try to get a look at a replay.
Now they switched it.
Yep.
Martin basketball.
Not sure if Morehead State knows it. Apparently they do, as they head that way.
Well, I'm sure that Preston Spradlin had a contingency plan during that huddle.
Yeah.
You get the ball, we do this. We defend, we do this. Williams at midcourt, just inside the line. Will inbound in the UT Martin backcourt. Morehead State will chase him all over the floor. Williams backs it up to Sears on the bounce. 1:16 to go. Sears clears the line on Thelwell. Takes it toward the right wing. Guarded by Ricks out front. Cruz on Thomas. Now Thelwell. Long three from 30. Missed it. Rebound. Tap. Minix baseline. Left has it from Ricks. Up the right sideline to Thelwell. Back across to Riley. Minix offensive end. Near side. Ricks, who's fouled immediately by Cruz.
I can't believe a 30-foot three-point try by Jacob Cruz was what Coach Ryan Ritter drew up in that timeout huddle.
Yeah, I'm kind of doubting it, too. And this is Eddie Ricks, line left, 1-1 for Morehead State. And that is team foul 8, by the way, on UT Martin. Ricks with a field goal and 2 points. First trip to the line for the freshman from Clarksville, Tennessee. Free throw up, bangs off, no. Right block, rebound, Curry. Morehead State not good from the line tonight. Sears the other way. Turns left, drives on Thomas, got to the goal, reverse layup, score it. And it comes with 49.2 seconds to go. The Eagle lead is sliced to six at 78-72. Jordan Sears continues to have a good night scoring-wise, now at 30 points.
UT Martin now two of its last eight shooting the basketball, so what had been a clutch offense early in this game has become not so clutch here down the stretch. But still plenty of time to deal with a six-point deficit if you're UTM.
We talked about Morehead State from the line, just 6 of 13.
Yep. Meanwhile, the Skyhawks have excelled there, 18 of 21 tonight.
So Morehead State will have the ball, one timeout. 49.2 seconds to go, ahead by six. The inbounder for Morehead State. Well, they're going to go with that formation where it looks like a kickoff where they have everybody standing out of bounds baseline right. Lathan, Thomas, Ricks, Thelwell, and Minix. And the ball will be in the hands to start with of Drew Thelwell. Morehead State running. Ball to Minix, back to Thelwell on the bounce, ahead to Ricks. Ricks down the floor, fakes, bounce, layup, yes.
Beautifully executed.
A fast break layup for Morehead State. The Eagles up 80-72. And that is just the way they drew it up. And I think we've got a timeout taken by UT Martin. That will be the final timeout for the Skyhawks.
Are we looking at something else on the video monitor?
Not sure. 80-72, Morehead State by eight. What could it be, Tom? 42 and a half seconds to play.
Do not know.
By the way, that assist for Drew Thelwell gives him 205 for the season as he adds one more tonight. He's got four, and that 205 is tops all-time single-season mark for assists at Morehead State.
And I can't think of a more deserving guy to hold that record.
MSU by eight with 43.3 seconds to go. Cruz will inbound Morehead State. Some backcourt pressure as Thelwell comes up on Sears, who wants the inbound.
Make the Skyhawks have to milk every possible second here.
Now Thelwell peels back as Sears comes forward. Straight away, the long three, bottom of the iron, no. Rebound Cruz, layup on the putback, yes. 14 for Cruz, the lead six for Morehead State.
I believe Tennessee Martin just used its last timeout.
Yeah, I don't know what the officials. It was not a Tennessee Martin timeout a moment ago. They came together at the scores desk to talk about something. I'm not sure, maybe it was a clock issue. But right now we show 34.8 seconds to go on Morehead State with the inbound.
Say congratulations to the Tennessee Martin women's basketball team. They also played today in the OVC semifinals and came away victorious over Little Rock. They'll play Southern Indiana tomorrow in the OVC tournament final, but Southern Indiana has a transitioning school from Division II, doesn't qualify for the NCAA tournament. So effectively, the UT Martin Little Rock semifinal today was the game to decide the automatic bid winner from the Ohio Valley Conference. And so UT Martin, by virtue of that victory, will be in the big dance representing the OVC.
And, of course, USI, the odds-on best team, really, when you look at all the numbers.
Absolutely.
In the women's conference standings, playing for at least a tournament championship. They won the regular season title.
Lost very only good one program. Game in conference play all year.
Boy, they're really good.
Yep. They looked really good today in their semifinal game as well against Eastern Illinois. They held OVC Women's Player of the Year Macy McGlone to only 5 points on the day.
Well, Morehead State will break the huddle and come out on the floor ahead by six with 34.8 seconds to go. Thomas, Thelwell, Minix, Ricks, and Lathan. Again, they'll go with that formation of everybody behind the baseline to our right. All five Eagles standing out of bounds. And Thelwell, the inbounder, got it to Lathan. He's trapped. Jordan spins away from the trap. Goes ahead down the floor to Ricks. To Thomas. Thomas to the goal. Layup, count it. Khalil Thomas with his first two-point field goal.
Yep. 23 points.
25 seconds to go. 82-74. Sears launching a three. Spins out. No. Rebound. Minix had it. Lost it. Out of bounds. Riley just couldn't quite keep it on his fingers as it rolled off and went out of bounds with 18.5 seconds to go. Morehead State by 8. Baseline left almost under the glass. Sears will put the ball in play to Cruz at the far side. Driving on Thomas, baseline to the hole, puts it up, blocked by Ricks, taken up by Minix, who's fouled. Oh, they're going to say lost it out of bounds. He took a big-time shove from behind by Kobe Jeffries. And it will be Skyhawk basketball again. 13.7 seconds to go. How did they miss that one? I mean, Riley was shoved. Sears inbounds, left hash, Williams stepping, driving, left angle to the hole with a right-hand scoop off the rim and good. 9.4 seconds to go. Thelwell on the inbound, gets it to Minix at midcourt. Minix to the offensive end, dribbling away to the near wing, and fouled with 5 seconds to go by Desmond Williams. And that's foul number 9 on the Skyhawks, and Riley Minix heads to the free throw line for 1+1.
Drew Thelwell coming over to the near sideline behind us, the Morehead State delegation in the stands, and Drew flexing and celebrating and yelling at the fans.
82-76, Morehead State about to win this semifinal game in the OVC tournament. On top of UT Martin, Cam Wonga comes in for Martin with Minix, line left, one in the bonus with 5 seconds left on the game clock. Minix tonight, 24 points, 4 of 6 at the line. Free throw up, it'll roll and go. 25 points for Riley Minix as he adds some icing on the cake.
It would be a miracle even with a two-score game with 5 seconds to go, but that's effectively the final nail in the coffin.
Riley takes a deep breath, pounds it down a few times, looks up, second free throw, soft touch, good result. 26 for him. 3 games in a row now he scored 26 points against UT Martin this season. Ball rolled in. Sears at midcourt, drives by Thelwell to the hole, takes it down, and tomahawks it into the goal for 2 points with 2 seconds to go. It's 84-78. Morehead State effectively needs to inbound. Thelwell into Thomas, back to Thelwell. Ball game over. Morehead State advances to the championship game of this year's OVC tournament. Your final score. Morehead State rallies from a 4-point halftime deficit to beat UT Martin here in Evansville at the Ford Center, 84-78. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. We'll come back to talk about this one in a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here.
all in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Morehead State advances into the championship contest of this year's OVC tournament to take on Little Rock tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock Eastern. As Morehead State, with a tremendous performance coming from behind, down by four at halftime, the Eagles rally to beat UT Martin with a strong second half. The final score 84-78, and that was a very impressive second half effort by the blue and gold, Tom
Lewis. It's only the second time all season long, Chuck, that Tennessee Martin has lost a game that it led at halftime.
They have been 14. I think only the second time that Morehead State has come from behind at halftime to win this season.
It is. It is. 1-6 coming into this game. Tennessee Martin have been 14-1 when leading at the half. So Morehead State, yet again, dialing it up defensively. Tennessee Martin had turned the ball over only one time in the first half, and Morehead State forced 9 giveaways by the Skyhawks in the second half. And, you know, while Morehead State did enough on the offensive end as well, defense, again, a huge key. And then the other big one for Morehead State tonight, three-point shooting. Overall, the Eagles shoot only 43%, but they were 16 of 35 from outside the arc. They were just one made three-pointer shy of tying the OVC tournament record.
Some records were set tonight, too, along the way. Morehead State now has won 25 games this year. 25-8 is the overall record. Those 25 victories tie the single-season record at Morehead State for victories. Meanwhile, Khalil Thomas tonight knocked down 7 three-pointers and now has 100 for the season, passing the 95 that May Stallworth had in 2010, which was a school record. Tonight, also for Drew Thelwell, 4 assists in the ball game. He came in with 201 for the campaign. He now has 205, so he is Morehead State's all-time single-season assist leader. So, you know, along the way, you pick up some nice things.
You do.
Along with the most important thing, a win that takes you into the championship game of the conference tournament.
And another individual accomplishment, not quite as large as those, but Khalil Thomas, along with those 7 made three-pointers, picks up his first double-double of the entire season. Ended up with 23 points and 10 rebounds, also a couple of assists, and he played some tremendous defense. He was one of the big keys to holding Jacob Cruz in check. Cruz ended up with 14 points, but he was only 4 of 15 shooting the ball from the field.
Morehead State only got 4 points from its bench, all coming from Eddie Ricks. So the starters put just about all of the points on the board, 80 of them out of 84. So just, you know, a tremendous effort tonight against the UT Martin, who I have nothing but respect for. This is a very good Skyhawks ball club, and right now it looks like they'll be ending the year, unless they go to, say, the CBI or something like that. They're 21-11. They ended up in the OVC at 14-4, but a very talented team who gave Morehead State all it wanted here this evening.
Absolutely. Tip of the cap to Coach Ryan Ritter and what he's been able to accomplish in his short time in Martin, Tennessee. And, yeah, they are all that. And, you know, Jordan Sears, another tremendous effort from him, 34 points tonight. He did everything he could to keep his team in this game. And this was just a meeting of two very good basketball teams, and they played a very good basketball game. Hopefully the Eagles have another one in them tomorrow, because it's not going to be easy against the Little Rock team that looks all that as a number one seed.
Morehead State wins it in semifinal action of the OVC tournament, knocking off UT Martin 84-78. We'll come back and Go inside the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank, after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Again, Moorhead State advances into the championship game of this year's OVC tournament in Evansville, knocking off UT Martin 84-78. They'll take on Little Rock tomorrow night at 8 Eastern. We'll be on the air at 7:45. We talked about the statistics. Heck with that. We'll go into those in a little bit. We've got Case and Burke, Moorhead State assistant coach, with us to talk about this ball game. And Case, what a ball game by your ball club against a very talented UT Martin squad. A tremendous second half.
Correct. The guys showed resilience tonight. You know, down by four going into half, we told our guys just stay calm, you know, stay poised, and do what we tell you to do in terms of the discipline we want to play with. We wanted to make it tough shots for Jordan Sears. He's a great player, obviously. Finished tonight with 34 points. But we wanted to make it tough on him. And I think our defense warmed down, and we threw bodies at him. We wanted to guard Jacob Cruz with a one length and make him take his contested three-point shots, and the guys bought into the game plan and did what they're supposed to do.
Well, Cruz and Sears coming into this contest in the last five ball games, combining for about 58 points a contest. Tonight, 48, so below their average. Sears, of course, had the 34, but you hold Cruz to 14. And I tell you what, that was a very good thing to do because, you know, a lot of the other guys are not going to be able to pick up that load.
Yeah, we knew that coming into it. The offense is heavily driven by those two guys and really want to get those two guys the shots and great looks. And we just wanted to make it tough on them. We wanted to show bodies, and we wanted to keep hands up and make them put on the floor and create tough shots.
What was the word to the guys at halftime?
Word to guys, like I said, we just wanted them to continue to play with the type of resilience that we thought they could play with. We knew it was down four, and they had a great half. They came out of a great, strong scoring barrage, but we wanted to hold them at bay in the second half, and we came out with a little hedge coverage to get the ball out of Jordan Sears' hands, something that we wanted to do come in if we needed to go to it, and they executed with perfection. That's the game plan which we had.
Absolutely, and when we look at your ball club tonight in the scoring, Riley Minix was obviously Riley Minix. He had his 26 points, but Khalil Thomas tonight, 7 of 10 outside the arc, finishes up with 23 points. Not only that, with 10 rebounds, but it seemed like when you needed a basket, there was Khalil to hit one.
Yeah, Khalil plays with great poise. I mean, he's a fifth-year senior. He's been in these moments before. He's been a sharpshooter all season for us, been one of the conference best shooters. And we wanted to get him the ball, and we knew once we get him the ball, he plays with so much confidence that every time he shoots the basketball, we think it's going in.
You know, I was talking to Tom before you came over, and we were discussing it during the second half. We got into a break at one point. I said, Tom, I really believe if we can go on a little bit of a run, take a little bit of a lead, this ball game will be ours. Was that your feeling too?
That was my feeling as well. I thought if we put time to stop together, and we came down and executed on the offensive end, I felt like we can stretch that lead out and put the ball game away.
You went with Riley Minix at the five for a good deal of the second half, and Eddie Ricks came in to play one of the forward slots. He had 9 rebounds and 4 points. Going smaller seemed to help.
It does offensively for us. Riley's a mismatch problem. We know they had a five-man Muhammad in there and clogging up the paint, and we wanted to pull him out. And obviously, it worked to some degree because Riley ended up making 4 threes out of 9. So we know he can play inside out, and we want to stretch the defense by making him play the 5 for us.
How about Drew Thelwell? 17 points. He had 4 assists in the ball game. Now he is Morehead State's all-time single-season assist leader with 205. He set a record.
Yeah, Drew has been that guy all year. I mean, he's our leader. He's our captain. He's Mr. Morehead. And what he does for our guys, he galvanizes our guys each and every day and gets those guys in the right position. And he's the spearhead to everything.
I've talked to Preston Spradlin about this, the poise this ball club has. I mean, it doesn't wilt when the heat's on. I mean, they just remain confident, and that's always been so impressive to me.
Yeah, but it starts with Coach Spradlin. That's what he does well. I mean, he remains poised, and those guys follow as well, and the rest of the staff. We know adverse situations going to hit, but, you know, tough times don't last long, but tough people do. And that's one thing we want to preach. We want to tell our guys, hey, we want to play with a lot of discipline, a lot of commitment, a lot of resiliency.
I've also said this about you and the rest of the coaches. Of course, Coach Spradlin leads the way with this, but I feel like with the group of guys you have at halftime, this coaching staff is as good as any as I've seen in terms of making adjustments moving into the second half.
Yeah, I mean, we pride ourselves on that. We do a good job of preparation, and we do a lot of scenarios and what can and would happen in this case and that case. And we want to, you know, put our best foot forward and try to execute those things that we put together and put on the table for our team.
Well, the job gets a little tougher tomorrow night. You run into a red-hot Little Rock team that is very athletic, very good.
Yeah, they're very good, very talented across the board. And I want to say they might be on a 10-game winning streak right now. And obviously we played them early on, and they beat us on their home court. And the guys know that. And we come to the game ready to play and try to get some rest tonight and prepare.
A lot of rest, huh?
A lot of rest.
Case, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, John.
Morehead State Assistant Coach Kason Burke with us on the post-game report. We'll come back, then we'll look at the numbers, courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank, as we continue the post-game show on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back. Morehead State moving into tomorrow night's championship game of the OVC tournament, knocking off UT Martin in the semifinals tonight here in Evansville at the Ford Center, 84-78. Eagles are now 25-8 on the year. Those 25 victories tie the school record for most wins in a single season. UT Martin ends up at 21-11. Let's take a look at the numbers. Sponsored by Whitaker Bank. For UT Martin, their star Jordan Sears was outstanding as he usually is. He had a game-high 34 points. Also in double figures, Jacob Cruz with 14. K.K. Curry chipped in 13. 7 points for Kobe Jeffries. 6 more for Issa Muhammad. Desmond Williams with 4. UT Martin ending up 27 of 65 from the field, 41.5%, 6 of 24 from three-point land, 25% at the free throw line. The Skyhawks, very good, 18 of 21, nearly 86%. Morehead State won the rebounding battle, 45 to 38. Muhammad led the Skyhawks with 11 boards. They had 6 assists, 5 by Sears. 10 turnovers, 7 steals, 7 blocks. Checking out the Morehead State ledger, the top scorer, Riley Minix, 26 points. As I talked about, Riley faced UT Martin 3 times. In each of those games, he had 26 points. And tonight, it was in a victorious effort. Riley with 26. From there, Khalil Thomas, 23 points, 17 markers for Drew Thelwell, 10 points for Jordan Lathan, 4 points for Deontay Miles, 4 more for Eddie Ricks. Zaki Iemi played 3 minutes, 11 seconds, and did not score. Morehead State 30 of 70 from the field, not quite 43%. Outside the arc, 16 of 35, nearly 46%. That's great long-range shooting. From the line, 8 of 15, just over 53%. Again, out-rebounding UT Martin, 45 to 38. MSU with 15 offensive rebounds. Khalil Thomas led Morehead with 10 boards. Riley Minix with 8. The Eagles passing out 20 assists in the ballgame. 4 apiece. Thelwell, Ricks, and Minix. The blue and gold with 12 turnovers, 5 steals, 3 blocks, 2 of those by Ricks. Morehead State wins it, 84-78. Final segment of the postgame report coming up in just a moment. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Back at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana, in the aftermath of Morehead State advancing out of the semifinals of this year's OVC tournament, knocking off a talented UT Martin bunch by a score of 84-78. Time now to name our Morehead State player of the game, Khalil Thomas, with his second double-double of the season. He had one at Penn State. Khalil tonight, 23 points, 7 of 10 outside the three-point arc. He also had 10 rebounds, 2 assists, and just 2 turnovers in over 38 and a half minutes of play. Good job by Khalil, the graduate student from New Orleans.
7 of Morehead State's 16 made three-pointers.
Yeah, and he hit so many of them at big times in this ball game. Morehead State tomorrow night will be playing Little Rock here at the Ford Center at 8 o'clock Eastern for the OVC Championship. Tom Lewis and I will start the pregame show at 7:45. Thomas, it's going to be a really tough game.
Yeah, Little Rock's a big boulder.
I tell you what, that is one very good basketball team.
It really is. We knew they were. And then watching them tonight, I mean, I think even since Morehead State played Little Rock during the regular season, that team has gotten better and better. Over the last 10 games, they've outscored their opponents by a combined 185 points, so outscoring their opposition by an average of 18.5 points a game over the last 10. And they looked polished, they looked ready, they looked fresh and sharp tonight on both ends of the floor. But you know what? If you're going to be the best, you got to beat the best. And Morehead State has been the best. Stubbed their toe a bit during OVC play, during one little lull, dealing with some injuries to some key players. But all of those key players are back and relatively healthy, playing well. And if Morehead State can play with the intensity that it played with last night, and in particular the second half tonight, they have a really, really good shot at going back to the NCAA tournament as OVC champions.
And of course, Little Rock won tonight's first semifinal contest, blowing out Western Illinois 82-57. Again, tomorrow night's championship game here at the Ford Center at 8 o'clock Eastern, airtime on the ESN 745. Special thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer. Late night for him, and we appreciate him, our good buddy Ian Corbin back in the studio. Also, thanks to my broadcast partner, Tom Lewis. I'm Chuck Moraz. Again, final score from Evansville, OVC Tournament Semifinals, Morehead State 84, UT Martin 78. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.